Spin.com, daily picks,
betting splits,
prop tracking,
best bets,
show replays,
free audio player,
betting guides,
daily articles,
advanced analytics,
betting tutorials,
power ratings,
betting strategies,
show highlights,
audio clips,
podcasts,
parlay calculator,
odds comparison,
sports betting news,
stats,
injury reports,
sports betting columnists, and more.
That's why you should go to VSiN.com. Do you want to know where the money is going on all of today's biggest games? Are you trying to fade the public and follow the sharps? Then you need to check out VSiN's betting splits at VSiN.com. Our exclusive betting splits data gives you all the information you're looking for on which side is getting the tickets and which is getting the money. Whether you're betting against the spread or totals, this is a must-have tool for sports bettors. Check out our betting splits data and other betting resources like our parlay calculator and bet tracker for free at VSiN.com. If you didn't catch the edge, here's what you missed.
The delusions of Lakers fans that thought that Frank Vogel was at the middle of all of the problems for this team is completely laughable. And you kind of put it pretty well.
Nobody wants to blame LeBron, right? So you got to blame somebody else.
Right. And I think it's LeBron James. And I think, too, you point the finger at Pelinka and that front office. You turned essentially decision making over to Clutch, right? The agency that LeBron and, you know, his group essentially run, and they allowed them to run the Lakers. They allowed them to go and trade for Russell Westbrook. Mm-hmm. They allowed them to go and do this with Carmelo Anthony. They pulled the trigger on all these moves. They allowed that influence to happen. But regardless, you got a lot of issues to clean up as you move forward here, and I'm not sure I have faith that this is actually going to happen.
Well, just like you talked about, we've talked about this the last few months. LeBron was he was made the de facto GM of this team. Mm-hmm. LeBron and Clutch Sports.
The Edge, weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Do you want to know where the money is going on all of today's biggest games? Are you trying to fade the public and follow the sharps? Then you need to check out VSiN's betting splits at VSiN.com. Our exclusive betting splits data gives you all the information you're looking for on which side is getting the tickets and which is getting the money. This is a must-have tool for sports bettors. Check out our betting splits data and other betting resources like our parlay calculator and bet tracker for free at VSiN.com. Take the VSiN experts with you anytime, anywhere with our full lineup of sports betting podcasts. Visit VSiN.com/podcast to listen to every show on daily best bets with Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, A Numbers Game, and My Guys in the Desert. Plus, get insights and analysis directly from our experts, including pods from Gil Alexander, Jonathan Von Tobel, Greg Hoops-Peterson, Josh Applebaum, and Jason Weingarten. Visit VSiN.com/podcast to start listening for free today.
Time action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NFL draft is right here in Las Vegas, 13 days away. We'll have extensive coverage, including mock drafts from Matt Eumanns. Michael Lombardi, former NFL GM, will give his draft analysis. VSiN host Mike Pritchard, who was a first-round pick, and former quarterback Sean King will give you insight you can bet on. Also, legendary sports broadcaster and voice of the Las Vegas Raiders, Brett Musburger, will give his draft best bets in our NFL draft betting guide. Sign up today to get full access to VSiN through the NFL draft for only 19 United States dollars.
38 50-cent pieces.
At VSiN, that's when you know he's not ready. At VSiN.com/spring, 38 50-cent pieces.
I almost had Dakota just take him on camera because he literally just got finished basically getting redressed for this segment.
I should have sped it up. Man.
You should have just sped Ricky.
That's accurate. It's 38 50-cent pieces.
I should have started out by going $19.
That's accurate. That was accurate.
And well done. Well done. All right, let's bring him in. Good night tonight to bring him in as well, because he's got picks for us, not only tonight, but also tomorrow, from RotoWire. You can follow him on Twitter, at Whalen. Just substitute the number one for the L. It's Nick Whalen. How you doing, Nick?
Guys, I'm doing well. Glad to be back. We got two fantastic playing games tonight, and then the real thing starts this weekend.
It sure does. Tomorrow, quadruple header. Basketball all day long. Let's start with the first one tonight, because this gets underway in about 15 minutes. Nick, he is a go. He said he was going to test it out during pregame warmups with the intention to play. Well, apparently the test went well. He's playing. To what effect? We do not know. You have no player staying out of this one pre-flop.
I'm staying out of this one for now. Yeah, I might, you know, maybe try to sneak something in under the gun before this thing tips off. But it's a little strange to me that even with the Allen news, we didn't really see much movement at all. I think there was kind of an inkling that he would play in this game. Fair to question, you know, how effective he's going to be. But this was a finger injury, right? So you're not really worried about a minutes limit necessarily. It's more, you know, does he go up to block a shot and does his finger get hit against the rim or something like that? You know, you're not worried about him being out of shape. In terms of like aerobicness or whatever the term is, he should be fine there. But, you know, there's going to be a little bit of hesitancy you would imagine early on. It's interesting to me, though, that the Hawks are still -2 on the road in Cleveland. And yes, it was a convincing win for Atlanta at Charlotte the other night. But we've seen some, you know, pretty raucous home crowds for these play-in games so far that I really think have affected the majority of these games so far. So I think we're going to see the same tonight in Cleveland. Would not have been surprised if the line was the other way. I know the Hawks probably have the best player singular in this game in Trae Young. But with Jared Allen coming back, I mean, if he can give them even 75% of what he was before that injury, that's a big deal. I mean, this team was 35-20 straight up with Jared Allen in the lineup, just 8-18 without him.
Yeah, Nick, I mean, you're looking at a guy here, and just I think maybe because the name doesn't really jump off the page to a casual person or anything, but we're talking about a guy, 16 points, 11 boards, and an assist and a half per game while shooting 68% from the floor, that is coming back tonight. And as you mentioned, this wasn't an ankle or a quad or a calf or anything like that. I mean, it's a finger. This guy's probably been running a ton. I mean, he should be in perfect shape here. So the fact that this line didn't move at all is a little puzzling, I think.
Right, right. And, you know, again, I think he's going to be out there as long as he doesn't suffer like a direct hit to that. It's tough to imagine this being a situation where he's just playing like 4-minute stints. And just having his presence out there is big, because I think we kind of got a little carried away with all the praise on Evan Mobley. And he's been fantastic as well. But all of a sudden you take Jared Allen away and Evan Mobley is the guy that has to start guarding the Joel Embiids and Nikola Jokic's and Giannis's of the world. And the Cavs defense doesn't look so great. You know, the defensive rating without Jared Allen shot up to almost 118 points per 100. That is very, very bad. And for as great as Evan Mobley is going to be long term, I think we underrated how much he was being helped this season, having someone like Jared Allen next to him.
Unlike the line not moving on the Jared Allen news, the line certainly moved when we found out Paul George tested positive for COVID-19, that he would not play in tonight's Western Conference game for the 8th seed and the right to play the Phoenix Suns in a best-of-7 first-round series. The Pelicans 1-point favorites after the Clippers had been 4-point favorites. I'll ask you what Matt asked of us last segment, which is that too big of a move?
Maybe a little bit. I think maybe the line was too far in favor of the Clippers in the first place. I think there's this belief that they have the massive coaching advantage, which they do. It is an...
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball, and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
And in for Russ Langer, Matt Nevard welcoming you into Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City, Utah. To campaign for the Las Vegas Aviators, it's the 10th game of the season as they take on the Salt Lake Bees in the fourth game of a six-game set, with Salt Lake entering in 5-4, matching record as the Aviators after a 5-4 win for the homestanding Salt Lake Bees last night. It was not without a late comeback bid, as the Aviators, scoring a run in the third, were able to plate a single run in the seventh, the eighth, and the ninth. And Christian Lopes doubled in Nick Allen for the final of those four runs. Lopes was representing the tying run, stranded on second base. Las Vegas in the losing line score last night gave up scored four runs on seven hits without committing a defensive misplay. They did leave nine men on base, so if there is an area for improvement, that certainly is it. Salt Lake, five runs on eight hits. It was Andrew Wance getting the victory out of the bullpen to go to 1-1 on the year. Bryce Conley gave up two runs in the seventh inning on a Luis Rengifo home run to right field. It was the go-ahead run. Conley took the defeat to move to 0-1. Jonathan Arroyo
with the save. The first save opportunity of the year was converted for the Salt Lake Bees as Aro through the final inning and one-third of action. Tonight, it'll be a battle of right-handers as Adrian Martinez toes the slab for the second time in the 2022 campaign against 37-year-old veteran Cesar Valdez. Was the closer for the Baltimore Orioles a year ago. 39 appearances for the O's, was 2-2 with a 5.87 ERA. He enters into tonight's matchup 1-0, giving up 5 scoreless runs in his last time out. We'll step aside here. Still plenty more to come on our Ted Wiens pregame show. When we return, I sat down with Aviators manager Fran Reardon to talk about all the one-run games to start this season and what we can expect out of Martinez in his second start of the 2022 campaign tonight. Still plenty more to come here on our Ted Wiens pregame show. Back from Smith's Ballpark in a moment.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for. Life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, ever since I graduated from college, I've been working on some things.
Oh, no, kid, you're scaring me. What have you been working on?
Well, Dad, I just passed my broker's exam.
Whoa, no way. You're now the managing broker at 8400 West Sahara.
Yes, sir. This also means I will be your boss now.
No way. Slow down, buddy boy. You got a few years to go.
All right. That's fair, Dad. Anyways, I am so proud to be a part of the most popular real estate brand in Nevada, the Real Estate Guy.
Yes, sir. We've been in business for over 28 years and have sold over 6,000 homes, giving our sellers a cash advance if needed, doing all repairs, and selling it fast to get the most cash.
So call the Real Estate Guys today, 702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Everett from Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City. I had a chance to sit down with Aviators manager Fran Reardon.
Matt Everett joined by Aviators manager Fran Reardon. Fran, heading into game 4 of your second series of the year, every game but one so far this season has been decided by 2 or less runs, including last night's tough 5-4 one-run defeat. Has that been a hallmark of your club, just kind of finding ways to stay in these games in tight situations?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Our games have all been pretty close affairs, and we've done a really nice job of scratching and clawing back into a couple games and holding some leads late in the ball game. And, you know, we've been on the top of some really close games. So far, 9 games into the season, it's been kind of the hallmark of the score so far. But we've played in some cold weather, and, you know, I think the offense is going to come around a little bit more, especially when we get back to Vegas.
And has the messaging changed for you guys at all as you get into these late games and these really tight situations, or do you as a coaching staff try to stay pretty consistent throughout no matter what?
We try to stay consistent. You know, we want the guys to have good at-bats on offense. We want to play good defense, and we want our pitchers to throw strikes, compete into the strike zone, and pitch to contact. And I think pretty much we've done a great job of all three of those things for the first 9 games, and it's something that we obviously look to improve on as well.
Second time on the bump this season for Adrian Martinez, went 46 pitches over 2 1/3 innings in his prior outing. What kind of things are you looking for out of your right-hander tonight?
Well, Adrian has great stuff. He attacks the strike zone. He's aggressive with his stuff, and he's a strike thrower. He's not built up to where he will be in a month, But that's our job right now, is to get his pitch count up a little bit and to see him go deeper and deeper in the ball game. So we're going to look to stretch him out a little bit more tonight.
And an interesting starting pitcher tonight, 37-year-old Cesar Valdez going on the bump for Salt Lake. What does that change for you guys? Normally there's not as much numbers and data and video as you have on Valdez as a normal start. How does that change your guys' preparation for a guy where there's so much data on him?
Well, he's 37 years old. He's been around. He's got a couple of years of major league service. And he's obviously very smart. And you watch his video. You watch how he sequences his changeup with his slider and his sinker. And he really knows what he's doing. So if we don't have a good team-wide approach in our lineup tonight, then he's it. And guys have a pretty good plan of attack going into the game tonight. And now it's just a matter of executing that plan.
And lastly, just kind of thinking over the first 9 games of the year, your team's 5-4 to get things started. What's one thing you've really liked about the offense and one thing that you may want to improve on the bats as the season goes on?
Well, I don't think we've seen the damage that we're going to see from this group. We have a lot of guys that can hit the ball in the gaps and hit the ball over the wall. And, you know, we've played in some windy games so far. We've played in some cold games so far. But I like our consistency. I like the fact that we're seeing a lot of pitches. I like the fact that we're tough outs throughout the lineup, regardless of who's in there. And I think the consistency and the damage will increase as the season goes on, and I think we all look forward to that.
He's Aviators manager Fran Reardon. Fran, thanks so much for stopping by the Ted Wiens pregame show.
Anytime, Matt.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the starting lineups and first pitch, all from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Need new wiper blades? Not sure which ones to buy? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your specific car and even install them for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus earn double O Rewards points. There's no better time to replace your wiper blades. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Where are those receipts?
Tax day is nearly here.
I held on to those.
And Chanel is stressing.
Why do I always wait to the last minute?
Her small business needs a bookkeeper to crunch some big numbers.
Oh, these spreadsheets make my head spin. None of this adds up.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to its best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Welcoming you back into our Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. Big thank you to Aviators manager Fran Reardon, meeting at home plate as we speak with Salt Lake manager Lou Marson. Get you through starting lineups prior to the national anthem. First, for the visiting Aviators, who will lead it off in the top of the first inning, the shortstop Nick Allen slides up into the leadoff spot. Allen playing in the 10th game of the year. He's the only Aviator that's played in every game so far on the season. Christian Lopes had a double in the 9th inning that scored Allen from second base. Lopes bumped up behind Allen yet again. Lopes in left field batting second with Dalton Kelly batting third and playing in right. Eric Thames, the DH, had a double in the 8th inning last night that was eventually brought around to score with Fernandez pinch running. Thames designated hitting and batting in the cleanup spot with the catcher, Shea Langeliers, who's knocked 3 home runs tied for the league lead here in the Pacific Coast League. Langeliers batting 5th. Jermis Garcia rounds out the power trio in the middle of the lineup, playing at first base, batting 6th, with Vimael Machin playing at third base and hitting in the 7th spot in the lineup.
Vince Fernandez, number 8 on the lineup and on the card, playing in center field, batting 8th, with Nate Mondu rounding out the lineup, playing at second base, his 4th start of the 2022 campaign. It'll be Adrian Martinez to toe the slab for the Aviators tonight, making his 2nd start of the 2022 campaign. The 6-foot-2, 195-pound right-hander out of Mexoff against the Salt Lake Bees lineup, with Luis Renjifo leading off. The switch-hitting shortstop knocked a home run to right field. That was measured at 410 feet last night and put the Bees on top for good in the 7th inning. Michael Stefanik bats 2nd and plays 2nd, with Matt Theis, the first baseman, batting in the number 3 hole. Brendan Davis, shortstop yesterday, 3rd baseman today, batting in the cleanup spot, hitting number 4th. Dylan Thomas, the right fielder, bats 5th. Kian Wong gets the start in left field and will bat 6th. Cuban import Orlando Martinez will serve as the designated hitter, batting 7th for the Salt Lake Bees tonight, with Chad Wallach doing the catching, hitting out of the number 8 hole in the lineup. And Magnarice Sierra rounding things out in center field. Sierra was in the lineup last night, batting 9th, and served as the DH, went 0-for-3 at the bottom of the lineup. It's the Aviators and the Salt Lake Bees, both coming into tonight's matchup with a record of 5-4. It'll be Adrian Martinez against Cesar Valdez, the pitching matchup. Martinez, after being acquired in the Sean Manaea trade, pitched for the last time last Friday. Went 2 1/3 innings, gave up 5 runs, 4 earned on 5 hits, with 3 of them leaving the yard. Buddy Kennedy, Matt Davidson, and Jake Hager of Reno all tagged Martinez for a long ball, so he's looking to keep the ball in the yard here in the high elevation on Jackie Robinson Day, 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in 1947. We'll be featuring plenty of Jackie Robinson facts, tabloids, tidbits, and plenty more throughout the broadcast. It'll be Adrian Martinez getting the start for the Aviators. It'll be Cesar Valdez, who has as much data out there as any pitcher in the Pacific Coast League. Valdez, the 37-year-old, 6'2", 225-pound right-hander out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, served as the closer for the Orioles a year ago. In 39 relief outings, Valdez registered a 2-2 record and a 5.87 ERA. He is as well-traveled as anyone in baseball. He's played in 5 different, not states, but countries. Valdez making his 2nd start of the year after going 5 scoreless against Tacoma last week. It's Adrian Martinez up against Cesar Valdez in the pitching matchup. It's the Las Vegas Aviators up against the Salt Lake Bees in the 4th game of 6. We'll step aside for the national anthem. First pitch from Smith's Ballpark when we return.
Fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Steiner's, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and our Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and I love this place.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter if the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing. Really.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
We are moments away from first pitch as the Salt Lake Bees and the Las Vegas Aviators get set to square off for the fourth time over the last 4 days. A snow out on Tuesday, doubleheader on Wednesday, a 5-4 loss by the Aviators yesterday. Brings us to here with Nick Allen getting set to head into the right-handed batter's box against the right-hander Cesar Valdez. In his second start of the year, Valdez has not allowed a run in his one prior start, went 5 scoreless against Tacoma last week. Darius Ghani, our home plate umpire, behind the plate, calling balls and strikes with Nate Tomlinson down the first base side. The crew chief, Luis Hernandez, down the third base line. Hernandez and the Bees and the black tops and the white pants as Hernandez deals high and tight. A fastball called for a strike to Allen. We're underway at 6:37 local time, 5:37 in Las Vegas, 55 degrees. Picture-perfect blue skies above, not a cloud in the sky. As Allen swings and grounds one to the third baseman, Brendan Davis, who sets the feet, fires across the diamond in time. And that'll bring up Christian Lopes with one out, nobody on here in the first inning. Aviators in the road gray on gray uniforms, gray caps, and the orange brims with the LV logo emblazoned across the top. Salt Lake, meanwhile, with the black tops, white pants, black caps, and a very touching and fitting tribute here on Jackie Robinson Day. Every single Bees player wearing number 42 today. Credit to the clubhouse staff for making that happen. As Valdez deals his signature changeup at the knees to the right-handed batting left fielder Christian Lopes. He's in there for a called strike. Lopes 5 of 11 through the first three games of the set. Valdez with a sidearm delivery drops another fastball. Get the changeup in for a strike. Both Valdez and Martinez mainly feature just two pitches, a fastball and a changeup, although Valdez's changeup is the stuff of legend. He'll deal from the full wind on nothing and two as Lopes takes a pitch outside. Sneaks past the catcher, Chad Wallach. First baseman, Matt Theis, shaded away from the line with Michael Stefanik, the second baseman, almost on top of the bag on the first base side. Shortstop, Luis Renjifo, with Brendan Davis flanking him to the right at third, rounding out the infield. 1-2 pitch to Lopes is swung on, grounded to the left side. Charging is Renjifo. He'll call off the third baseman, Davis. He grabs it, throws off the back foot. It's in time to Theis over at first. Two up and two away on a pair of groundouts against Cesar Valdez. Here comes Dalton Kelly with nobody on and two down in the top of the first inning. Finishing setting the defense for Salt Lake is Kian Wong in left. Magnaris Sierra, the speedy center fielder, with Dylan Thomas rounding right field and still battling with the sun as it sets beyond the first base side here. A picture-perfect backdrop in Salt Lake City as Kelly takes high. Fastball called for ball one. Valdez features his changeup over 75% of the time. Throws it here on 1-0 and gets a ground ball to the right side. Three-man shift on the right means it's the shortstop Renjifo flipping on the first base side of the bag and flipping sidearm to first in plenty of time. Going to be a lot of ground outs tonight against Cesar Valdez. He goes 1-2-3 on a trio of ground ball outs in the top of the first. Adrian Martinez when we return from Smith's Ballpark.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine. Wicked fast approval, super fast approval. The Loan Approval Machine will process your entire loan in minutes, then instantly fund your account. Experience the future of short-term lending at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Salt Lake City, still no score as the Salt Lake Bees come to bat for the first time against Adrian Martinez. Right-hander out of Mexicali, Mexico, acquired in the Sean Manaea trade just before the start of the year. Standing 6'2", weighing in at 197 pounds. 26-year-old working against the switch-hitting Renjifo. Shortstop batting from the left side. Watches a first pitch heater high at 94. Call for ball one, a three-man shift on the right side of the infield. Against the leadoff bat, Galeers doing the catching tonight. Sets up over the inner third as Renjifo swings, lines a fastball out to left center field. A couple of steps into the gap is the center fielder Fernandez. He'll make the catch. Still battling with the sun here on a perfect Friday night for baseball in Salt Lake. Able to retire Renjifo for the first out of the home half of the first inning. Brings up Michael Stefanik, right-handed batting second baseman. One of just three true right-handed batters in the lineup tonight for manager Lou Marzin. A lot of lefties in both lineups as well, with Aviators sporting five southpaw batters. First baseman Dermis Garcia way off the line with the righty in, and Stefanik takes a breaking ball down low. Fastball changeup, the main two pitches for Martinez. Every now and then he'll flip a slider in there. Nate Mondu standing near the bag at second, with Fimael Machin at third and Nick Allen shaded deep at shortstop. 1-0 pitch out of the full wide is a heater high. Back-to-back fastballs above the chest of Stefanik bring it to two balls and no strikes. Christian Lopes in left, Vince Fernandez in center. Dalton Kelly currently shaded very deep in right field, still standing in the sun. Martinez works out of the stretch, deals over the outer third, and gets a called strike on a fastball. Martinez last year between two San Diego affiliates, 26 games including 22 starts, struck out 122 batters in 125 innings. 2-1 fastball down and inside is cut on and missed by Michael Stefanik, who leads the team and is among the league leaders in batting average. Stefanik comes in tonight sporting a .414 batting average on the year. Still looking for that first home run to go along with his five runs batted in. 2-2 changeup rides inside, maybe a bit low. But that's exactly where Martinez was wanting to fire. Rich A. Langoliers with a point of the glove. Out to his starting pitcher. Martinez in his second start of the year, looking to stretch it out after being lifted last Friday after 46 pitches. As Stefanik takes a call ball for fastball outside, it'll put the game's first base runner on. As the Aviators went down in order on three ground outs over eight pitches by Cesar Valdez. In the top half of the first inning. Homered in the first last night. Martinez hopes to keep him in the yard today in his first trip to the dish. Garcia holding on at first. A three-man shift otherwise on the right side of the infield. As the changeup moves down and away from the left-handed batting Theis for a called ball one. The long ball was his first of the year. 241 average along with five RBIs. He's got seven hits on the year, four of them for extra bases. 1-0, another changeup. This one in there for a strike at the knees. Martinez in his 46 pitches a week ago threw 25 fastballs, 17 changeups, and four get-me-over sliders. Machin all alone on the left. A 1-1 pitch inside, called for ball two. Fastball at 93 on the radar gun. Last start for Martinez was the only game in which the Aviators have not kept it close. The 7-1 defeat against Reno is their only game that has not been a one- or two-run final. Fires another changeup over the outside. It fades away from the plate for a called ball three. Final outing, or final numbers, rather, on the start for Martinez. 2 1/3 innings, four earned, I should say, on five hits. Three home runs allowed. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out just two. 3-1 to Theis is high and inside. Back-to-back base on balls. But a couple of B's base runners on here in the home half of the very first inning. RBI chance for Brendan Davis. Lanky infielder playing at third base tonight after starting at shortstop yesterday. Shane Langoliers out in front of home plate with a series of signs for the infielders, letting them know what to do on a bunt attempt. And Davis, not much of a bunter. 30 home runs last year was a career high. Closed stance as he rests the bat on the shoulder, hitting from the right side. Martinez takes a brief step off the back of the mound to reset the pitch clock. Big leadoff of first for Theis. It's Stefanik held on at second. Two on, one down. First pitch to Davis is swung on and missed. Tried to take a big hack, but came up empty on the running fastball from Martinez. .243 batting average against for Martinez last year. It means he missed a lot of bats. Allowed just 10 home runs out of the 114 hits he gave up between two levels. Right-hander comes set at the belt on nothing and one. He deals as Davis backs away from that fastball high and inside. Of course, the Salt Lake Bees with, as I said earlier, a really nice tribute to Jackie Robinson on Jackie Robinson Day. Every April 15th, every big league club has every single player wearing number 42. They've got a number 42 placard down the left field line on the padding just beyond the Aviators' third base side bullpen. Time call to the plate as Davis steps out. Going to be dropping plenty of Jackie Robinson backs throughout the broadcast. Plenty to pick from. He was a remarkable man. 1-1 pitch, grounded to the left side. Grab by the third baseman, Machin. Steps on the bag, throws off the back foot in time to first base. An inning-ending 5-3 double play. Wipes out back-to-back walks as Adrian Martinez is able to wiggle his way out of a jam early on. Through one inning, no score on no hits either side. It'll be Eric Thames looking to reach base for the first time when we return between the Aviators and the Salt Lake Bees.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
Visit at mesquite.com.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Second, no score between the Aviators and the Bees. Matt Nevert in for Russ Langer today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Russ back on the call on Tuesday when the Aviators return home to start a 12-game homestand. It'll be Eric Thames to lead it off against Cesar Valdez in a battle of elder statesmen. Valdez dealing a fastball at 85 on the outer third for a called strike. Valdez from the right, Thames from the left in a scoreless game. Thames, two of his first eight to start the series, 5 of 25 on the year. He swings and it's a ground ball into the teeth of the shift on the right side. It'll be the shortstop Renjifo gloving and firing to first. Four ground outs on 10 pitches for Cesar Valdez. That's his MO. Induces a ton of weak contact and a lot of rollover ground outs like Thames did there. Brings up Shea Langeliers with one out, nobody on. Langeliers more walks than official at-bats in the series. He's 0 for 3 through the first three games, but has walked four times, including twice last night. In from the right side, he'll swing at the first pitch and ground it foul down the third baseline into the outstretched arms of the manager, Fran Reardon, who fires it over the net into the upper deck. Nice wing from the skipper. Langeliers hitting .273 on the year, three home runs. He swings and hits this one in the air. Wong, the left fielder, battles with the sun, reaches up with one hand, and is able to make the catch. So far, so good. Five up and five down for Cesar Valdez. 37-year-old who's trying to get back to the big leagues. What would be the fourth different team? Dermis Garcia in from the right with two outs and nobody on here in the top of the second inning. Valdez throws what he calls a dead fish changeup. It is the stuff of legend. Every pitching staff he's on, he gets a ton of questions, he says. It's an excuse-me check swing from Dermis Garcia on that changeup moving away from him. Call for strike one. Valdez in an era where there's a lot of focus on velocity. Doesn't care. As Garcia lines one to left center, that'll get down for a base hit.
Over to get it is the center fielder Sierra, firing it in and limiting Dermis Garcia to a hard hit single. His second hit of the last 2 days are his only two hits of the year at Garcia, heating up here in the middle of April. He's on first. That'll bring in Vimael Machin from the left. And Valdez throws the changeup almost 80% of the time, 81% of the time last year as the Orioles closer. Has not thrown a pitch harder than 87 miles an hour since 2016 when he returned from a three-year stint in the Mexican League. Working out of the stretch for the first time, Machin squares to bunt, drops it straight back on a foul ball. Valdez spent 2012, 13, and 14 seasons in the Mexican League for four different organizations, returned in 2018 and 2019. Signed by the Orioles in 2020, signed by the Angels as a minor league free agent prior to this year. Here's the 0-1 to Machin. Changeup moving away, called for ball one. A three-man shift on the right side of the infield with Brendan Davis all alone on the left. Valdez, he's said many a time that he's excited to just keep playing, keep supporting his family. Throws the changeup that cuts in, but over the outside part of the plate for a called strike two. He does throw that changeup early, often, and then again break it in. He can break it out. And again, calls it the dead fish changeup. See if he comes with it here to Vimael Machin. Numbers say he might. Runner breaks for first. 1-2 pitches inside. Throw from the catcher. Wallach is not in time. Sliding it awkwardly but safely is Dermis Garcia. His first stolen base attempt of the year ends in a successful swipe. Throw a little bit high from Wallach. Garcia had both the left foot and the left hand on the bag at the same time. Kind of slid through it and was able to hold the bag with the second baseman, or the shortstop rather, and Hifo applying the tag. He did hold it on him, which was the smart thing in that situation, but Garcia in there safely. Pitch a called ball inside to Machin. Count 2-2. Here's the pitch. Vimael, it's a grounder over the head of the pitcher on a bouncing ball. Charging is Renifo. He'll glove, fire to first quickly after the transfer, and it's in time to nab the hustling Vimael Machin. So Dermis Garcia records a two-out base hit, swipes second, and is stranded on. Five ground outs and a fly out. Cesar Valdez has been able to retire his six outs so far. Still scoreless entering into the bottom of the second inning. Dylan Thomas to lead it off for Salt Lake when we return.
Member of America First Credit Union. The only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours. Truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
With more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years, and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealers. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Steiner's, the Nevada Stop Up invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders. As we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Numbers 5, 6, and 7 due up for Salt Lake as we enter into the bottom of the second inning. Still scoreless between the Aviators and the Bees here in game 4 out of 6. Adrian Martinez working from the stretch against Dylan Thomas in from the left side. Three infielders shifted to the right as Thomas takes a first pitch fastball right down Broadway for a called strike one. Aviators threatened with their first base runner on their first hit in the top of the inning. Dermis Garcia with a two-out single. As Garcia swings, or Thomas rather, swings and misses over a changeup, moving away from him. And the right-on-left matchup moves to nothing and two. Thomas followed by Kian Wong and Orlando Martinez here in the home half of the second. Langeliers sets up away on 0-2. Martinez deals on a fastball high. Spins Thomas into the ground a bit as well on a called ball one. Thomas hitting .238 on the young season. Five hits and 21 at-bats. Homered yesterday in the eighth inning. Swings and misses over strike three here. First strikeout for Martinez comes on the K of Thomas to lead off the second inning. Brings up Kian Wong, left-handed batting left fielder out of Hilo, Hawaii. Well, been promising you Jackie Robinson facts, the first of which will be that the first season, the only season of base bunts one foul down the third base side. He hit? Not great, to put it nicely. .097 was the batting average for Jackie Robinson in the only year that he played baseball at UCLA. Of course, was a track, basketball, and mainly a football star for the Bruins. 0-1 fastball spotted up, but just outside. Called for ball one to even the count against Wong, who's hitting .250 to start the year. Jackie was considered to be better football player than anything. Bouncing ball for Martinez, blocked by Langeliers on a breaking pitch. But it was baseball where he's more known, and of course we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of him breaking the color barrier on April 15th, 1947 for the Brooklyn Dodgers. The 2-1 is swung on, chopped to the first base side, called a foul ball. Home plate umpire Darius Ghani out, pointing at Wong, who's limping around in front of home plate. Wong does wear the protective leg guard over his front right leg. It's got the flap over the top of the foot as well, but it doesn't cover everything. And even if you do foul a pitch straight down into that, it doesn't take away all the sting. No Salt Lake B, pun intended. But Martinez has the count even at 2-2. With the three-man shift on the right side of the infield, the right-hander deals. Wong swings, and Wong misses. Back-to-back strikeouts for Martinez here in the bottom of the second inning, matching his total over 2 1/3 innings in his prior start on the season. We heard our pregame guest, the manager, Fran Reardon, say that they really would like to see Martinez stretch it out. Already working efficiently here. Walked two in the first, has struck out two in the second. Good comeback attempt with Orlando Martinez stepping in from the left. Designated hitter. The three-man shift on the right side of the infield against him. It was a very rare slider for Martinez. There's that pitch just over 6% of the time. He misses outside for a called ball one. He's working quickly out of the full windup. 1-0 heater is high and in for a called ball two, falling behind Martinez. He singled twice in last win. Flied out to right, and the only time he was retired. Swings on a 2-0 pitch, hits it high in the air to center, heading back, and now sprinting in is Fernandez. He's able to glove it. Off the bat, he thought that one was over his head. Martinez did sting it well, but just kind of hung up there in the mountain air, allowing Fernandez plenty of time to retire him for the final out of the second. So far, so good for both Adrian Martinez and Cesar Valdez. No score as we get into the top of the third. It'll be Fernandez to lead it off. You're listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home.
Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Third inning as Vince Fernandez heads around to the left-hand side to lead it off against Cesar Valdez and the Salt Lake Bees. 19 pitches, 15 strikes, 5 groundouts through 2 nearly perfect innings for Valdez. Gave up a 2-out single to Jermis Garcia. Stranded him on base with the Vimael Machin grounder to short. Left-handed batting Fernandez swings, goes against the shift, hits it over the head of the third baseman Davis into shallow left field for a base hit. Fernandez with his third hit of the year. It's the second hit of the night for the Aviators. And the first leadoff batter to reach for either team comes in the top of the third inning. Adrian Martinez, not quite as efficient as his counterpart Valdez, but has had the same results. Walked 2 in the first, got out of it on a double play, and struck out 2 in the second. Ended the inning on a Martinez flyout. Brings up Nate Mondu for the first time. Number 9 batter rounding up the lineup. As he'll take a breaking pitch down and inside from Valdez. It's the dead fish changeup, as he calls it. A pitch that just kind of dies heading towards the plate. Mondu hitting .222 on the young season. 0 for 3 yesterday. Rather in game 2 on Thursday. Quick throw to first base sends Fernandez back in, standing in safely. Mondu with 2 hits and 9 at-bats over his 3 prior appearances. Waves the bat as Cesar Valdez comes set on the mound. 3-man shift on the right side of the infield yet again. 1-0 changeup missing inside to Mondu. 5'8", 200-pounder out of Lake Taps, Washington. 13th round pick out of Wake Forest in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, back in 2018 by the A's. Got married in the offseason. They're in Salt Lake in mid-April. Valdez with a long look to first. His 2-0 pitch misses outside on yet another changeup. Mentioned during the last half inning, the only year that Jackie Robinson played for the UCLA baseball team, he batted .097. I was looking during the break. He started the year 4-for-4. Had a long way to fall. As Mondu takes another changeup, this one, 2 balls and 1 strike to the second baseman. Jackie played 1941. He would not play another game of organized baseball until 1945. Kansas City Monarchs of the Negro Leagues. 3-1 to Mondu. He squares to bunt. Drops it foul down the third base side. Touched up by the catcher, Wallach. An interesting look there for Mondu. But the foul ball loads the count. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Of course, for Jackie Robinson, as well as many other prodigious athletes of the early 40s, their athletic careers were interrupted by military service. The U.S. involved in World War II. Robinson, no exception, but stood up for what he believed in, even while in the military. Might have saved his life. Give you a moment, give you a story on that in a moment. Prior to the 3-2, quick snap throw goes to first base. Fernandez first and safely in on the dive. And are they calling a pitch clock violation? Mondu flipped the gear off, dropped the bat, and is jogging down to first. Believe they're going to give him called ball 4 and a pitch clock violation. The first one that we've seen on the year is the Aviators. Pitching staff has adapted quite well to the pitch clock violation. So Mondu to first on a unique play, especially in the new era of baseball. That'll bring us back to the top of the lineup with Nick Allen stepping in from the right. Allen grounded out to third in his prior at bat. Squares to bunt, pulls it back on a changeup that fades way outside for a called ball. Allen grounded out to Davis at third in the first inning. He's shaded in front of the bag, guarding against the bunt. No hold from Theis at first. Middle infield's pinched, looking for a double play ball, potentially. Here's the 1-0. No bunt. Instead, Allen lines one up the middle, off the glove of the second baseman Stefanik into shallow center. Both runners had tagged up on the potential infield line drive, and they are able to both Mondu to second. Allen got that one off the end of the bat. Ton of topspin on it. And nice dive by the second baseman, Stefanik, who just couldn't glove it. That'll go down as an infield single for Allen to load the bases with nobody out here in the third inning. So a single to the left, followed by a called ball four on a pitch clock violation, is followed almost immediately after by an infield single off the bat of Allen. So here comes Christian Lopes with a chance to break the scoreless tie. First pitch from Valdez, swung on and missed. The changeup buckling underneath the bat at 77 on the radar gun. Again, Valdez not going to light up any radar guns. He knows what he's about. He's even said himself, I know I'm not a flamethrower that has 95 in the arsenal. Just need to do what I do best, and that's throw strikes and get ground ball outs. No one pitch to Lopes. Snapped up by the catcher Wallach over the heart of home plate on a changeup for a called strike two. Lopes down nothing in two. He grounds it out to the shortstop Renjifo back in the first inning. A three-man shift on the left side of the infield. B seemed content to really just put three men on the side of the infield that the batter is hitting from. For Lopes, it's the right. 0-2 pitch, grounded down the third base side, fair. Grabbed by the third baseman Davis, he touches the bag at third after looking at the plate. Fires to first to complete the double play, but the run does score. Fernandez sliding in feet first and safely. That was a really tough and quick decision that needed to be made by Brendan Davis. Looked at home and instead made the smart move and anyone's estimation to get the two outs for the run. So Allen safe at second, Lopes out at first on a 5-3 double play ball. But Fernandez touches it up and the Aviators on top 1-0. Dawson Kelly batting with two down and Allen on second base. Left-handed hitting right fielder swings to the first pitch and loops it straight back. Foul ball moves it to nothing and one. Kelly grounded out to Renjifo. The shortstop, but on the right side of the infield, and they're shifted yet again for the left-handed batter. The second base on the left. Renjifo standing on top of the bag, really right behind it. Kelly hits this one off the handle. A roller to the left side. Backhand grab by Renjifo. Throw down the line. Off the bag to make the catch and the tag is Matt Theis. Great play on both ends with Theis leaping down towards home plate, catching it and swiping the tag on the back of Kelly. But the Aviators on the board for the first time with Vince Fernandez touching it up on a double play ball off the bat of Christian Lopes. No RBI for the left fielder, but he'll take it as the Aviators heading into the bottom of the third lead Salt Lake 1-0.
Can you get a better sleep anywhere than on a Tempur-Pedic mattress? I don't know. If you slept on a cloud, maybe. And that cloud was floating on a gentle sea of marshmallows. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where we have the entire line of Tempur-Pedic mattresses and specially trained sleep experts to help you get the one that's perfect for you. Right now, get a $300 gift with the purchase of any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Plus, get 72 months no-interest financing. Wow! Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Las Vegas on the board first. Matt Nevard, Lake City. Vince Fernandez scoring on a ground ball double play off the bat of Christian Lopes in the top of the third inning. Gives Adrian Martinez a lead. First pitch he throws in the bottom of the third is hit high in the air down the right field line by Chad Wallach. Out to the visiting bullpen is Dermis Garcia. He's not going to get it on a ball that twisted in the wind and landed between home plate and the pitcher's mound in the Salt Lake bullpen, the home side on the first base line. Wallach followed by Magnaris Sierra. at the bottom of the lineup with Luis Rengifo, the leadoff batter, hitting third. Did get confirmation during the break that it was, in fact, an auto ball four call for Nate Mondu. Put him on prior to the Nick Allen infield single. Right-handed batting catcher Wallach takes a slider outside. Ball and a strike as Wallach's off to a hot start. 313 with the stick. 5 hits and 16 prior at bats through 4 appearances. Martinez out of the stretch on 1-1. Nicely faded changeup going back over the outer third for a called strike. Only the left fielder Lopes is battling with the sun. Everybody else encompassed by the shade as Wallach swings and misses. Changeup diving underneath the bat is strike three, the third punch out for Martinez. The second straight strikeout to lead off an inning. As he's been uber efficient to the leadoff hitters of the innings. Only two runners that have reached have been on free passes. Two walks issued in the first. Brings up Magnery Sierra, like every other Salt Lake Bee, wearing number 42 today. Jackie Robinson Day. Sierra, the center fielder, in from the left side. So take a fastball in for a strike at 93 from Martinez. Sierra out of San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Spent all of last year in the big leagues with the Miami Marlins. Takes that fading changeup away from him. Called for a strike. Nicely framed by the catcher, Shane Langeliers. Three-man shift on the right side of the infield. Here comes a nothing and two pitch from Martinez. Sierra swings, just is able to get a piece of it. But he tipped it straight down, so the count remains nothing and two. Taking a look at plenty of Jackie Robinson facts here on Jackie Robinson Day. Nothing and two pitch to Sierra. Swung on, grounded back up the middle. Charging is the shortstop, Allen, on the first base side of the bag. He'll glove, transfer quickly, and fire to first in time for a 6-3 ground out. Second ground out of the game issued to or from Adrian Martinez, I should say. He's retired 6 straight batters after walking Theis in the first. That'll bring up Luis Rengifo. His second plate appearance of the game comes with 2 outs and nobody on here in the third. Aviators on top, 1-0. Another 3-man shift to the right. Machin creeping in from third. A half swing called for a strike on a pitch diving in towards the back foot of Luis Rengifo. At Robinson, the Jack, as he was called, drafted into service mid-1940s. So Rengifo takes outside for a called ball. Never saw action or combat in World War II because he was prohibited from being deployed while battling charges from an incident on July 6, 1944. The 1-1, Rengifo squares to bunt. He'll pull it back on a center cut fastball for a strike. Robinson got in a unsegregated military bus. Of course, the Jim Crow law is still in effect in the Deep South. He was demanded to sit in the back by the driver. He did not. Refused. As Rengifo takes inside on a pitch that goes to the backstop. Count even up at 2. Got off the bus. Arrested by military police. When the officer on the bus requested their assistant and had asked for Jackie Robinson to be court-martialed. He was eventually acquitted. It was fortunate for Robinson in one way. Rengifo takes a high fastball, called for strike 3, froze him at the letters. 4 strikeouts for Martinez, including a backwards K of Luis Rengifo to end the third inning. We'll finish the Robinson story in the fourth because it's really remarkable how it played out. Plays the Aviators 1 and the Salt Lake Bees nothing. Eric Dane to lead it off when we return.
Play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
It's Chevy Truck Month, and Chevy offers a full lineup of trucks and accessories to help make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. and make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of Truck Month. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Eric Thames batting to lead off the top of the fourth inning with the Aviators on top of the Bees, 1-0. So far, so good for Adrian Martinez. He allowed two walks in the first inning, but that's been it as far as the base runners go. Out of the full wind, Valdez deals the changeup in for a strike to Thames, who was watching all the way. With a deep three-man, none of the four infielders have their feet on the grass except for the first baseman, Theis, who's deep in the corner. Thames goes the other way, into the air to left center field. That'll fall into the gap and take a bounce off the top of the wall. Scooped up by the center fielder, Sierra, as he fires it into the cutoff man. And Thames saunters into second with his second double of the season and of the series. He's now 3-for-10 since coming to Salt Lake. Thames, another insurance runner on base with the two-bagger to start the fourth inning. Great piece of hitting there. Checking it out on the replay. So he just took that fastball down and out, hit it where it was pitched, the rare fastball from Valdez. Brings up Shea Langeliers from the right side, 0-for-1 with the fly out to shallow left. Out of the stretch, Valdez deals. Langeliers goes the other way in the air. That'll send the right fielder Thomas back. He won't get it. Takes a bounce off the base of the wall as Thames, rounding third, getting the wave to the plate. The throw in the back pocket of the second baseman, Michael Stefanik, and back-to-back doubles from Thames and Langeliers have the Aviators on top by a pair in the fourth inning. That one got off the bat in a hurry. Langeliers, as much pop as anybody in this Aviators lineup, and don't look now, but another power threat stepping in the form of Dermis Garcia, who singled his only other at bat. So this 4-5-6 spot in their lineup done a great job of getting runners on base, not what they're known for. More the guys that drive them in. Garcia swings over a changeup. Nothing in one the count. Three men on the left side of the infield. Back to our story about Jackie Robinson and his World War II days that were not. Here on Jackie Robinson Day. Remember, he was originally in the 761st Tank Battalion. As Garcia swings over another changeup, nothing into the count. But because of the incident on the bus in July of 1944, he never was in combat. And the 761st was the first black tank unit to see combat in World War II. Pitched down in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Wallach for a called ball one. The unit's deployment was prior to Jackie's honorable discharge. It suffered many casualties. Most of the battalion was taken out. Change up inside. Backs Garcia away to bring the count 2-2. Following the acquittal of the charges in 1944, Jack was assigned to Camp Breckenridge in Union County, Kentucky, and that started his baseball career back up. 2-2 pitch fouled straight down as Garcia took the off-speed look and fouled it into the dirt. It was Ted Alexander, a fellow soldier, was a pitcher for the Kansas City Monarchs, credited with getting Jackie Robinson back into baseball after 4 years off. Told Jackie Robinson to write Thomas Baird, the co-owner of the Monarchs, a letter. That's how it all started. Robinson on the team a month later. Garcia puts one on the ground to the left side. Two-hop chopper picked up by the third baseman, Davis. Throw to first is in time. After the throw, breaking to third is Langeliers. He's cut down at third base. Davis threw over to Theis, who grabbed it, fired over to the shortstop, Luis Renjifo, who was smartly covering the bag. And it's a rare 5-3-6 double play at third base. Perfect throw by Theis, nailing Langeliers, who was trying to be aggressive. He doesn't run especially slowly for a catcher, but ill-advised attempt there with a 2-0 lead here in the fourth. So now two down, nobody on for Vimael Machin. backs away from a fastball high and tight, called for strike one. So Langoliers cut down 3-6 at third. You don't see that often in the scorebook. Machine grounded out back up the middle. His only other at bat in the second. Takes the changeup outside. Out of the full wide, Valdez deals on 1-1 as Machine lines one down the left field line. Just foul. Takes one bounce and into the awaiting Aviators relief arms. Jackie Robinson, who signed with the Monarchs in 1945, paid $400 a month, played in 40, batted .387 with 5 home runs and 13 steals, and that was it. As Machine hits a screamer right to the shortstop, Rengifo shifted to the right side of the bag. He'll throw to first in time. Machine down on the second ground out to Rengifo in as many at-bats, but Thames and Langoliers back-to-back on doubles to lead off the inning. With Thames scoring on the Langoliers two-bagger, RBI number 7 for Langoliers. Aviators on top, 2-0, when we return to the bottom of the fourth inning.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
When you shop for a mattress, you have to try it out yourself. Really try it out. Flat on your back, on your right side, on your left side, face down, face sideways. See how it feels. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our sleep specialists will help you find the exact mattress that's perfect for you. They're trained for that. And we've got a large in-stock inventory of the world's best brands. Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, Purple, and Tempur-Pedic. Best brands, best prices, best service, Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Las Vegas able to add on in the top of the fourth inning. 2 runs on 5 hits overall, including back-to-back double. Jay Langoliers. They've been in support of Adrian Martinez, who has been sterling tonight. Michael Stefanik, the number 2 batter in the Salt Lake lineup to lead things off. Right-handed hitter with an open stance. And watches all the way on a first-pitch fastball. Called for a strike at 91 from Adrian Martinez. Former Padres farmhand traded in the Sean Manaea deal just before spring training wrapped up. The 0-1. Stefanik takes a slider outside for a called ball. It was a deal that included Martinez and second baseman Eridabiel Angeles. Sean Manaea and Aaron Holiday sent to San Diego. As Martinez freezes Stefanik on a fastball inside, called for balls, or strike two rather. That one on the inner third of the plate. Martinez stands tall, working out of the stretch on 1-2. Right-hander deals. Stefanik swings and misses, waving at strike three. Martinez struck out Rengifo to end the third. Gets Stefanik striking out, swinging to start the fourth. It's the third straight inning. Martinez has fanned the leadoff batter. Thomas in the second, Wallach in the third, and Stefanik here in the fourth. 5 strikeouts for Martinez, already more than the 2 he offered up in his prior outing. Thyssen from the left, 3-man shift on the right. He swings and misses, a fastball up and away from him for strike one. Thyssen walked in the first, was the second of 2 base on balls issued by Martinez in the first inning. They're the only 2 base runners to this point. The 0-1. Breaking ball down low, called for ball one to even it up. Last year, Martinez split time with San Antonio in the Texas League and El Paso in the Pacific Coast League. Padres affiliates is 1-1 to Thyssen. Is a fastball backing him away for a called ball 2. In 9 starts for AAA El Paso, Martinez was 1-2 with a 5.2 ADRA. 44 and a third innings, he struck out 39 and walked 17. On a line, sprinting back is Fernandez. Center fielder can't get it. It gets past him and rolls all the way to the fence. Theis rounding second, turning on the Jets for third. Throw from the shortstop. Allen pulls Machin off the bag as Theis slides in head first and safely on a one-out triple. Well, Fernandez didn't quite take the best route on it. But a line drive that got over his head in a hurry. 420-foot fence means he had to make up some distance on the throw. His feed to Allen was good, but Nick's throw way up the line as it pulled Machin off the bag. Theis sliding in head first and safely. Get that man some oxygen on his first three-bagger of the season. With one on and one down, that'll bring up Brendan Davis, representing the tying run. Davis tapped into a 5-3 double play to end the first inning. Infield deep, two men on each side of it. As Davis lifts the hands over a fastball call for a ball inside. So first hit allowed by Martinez comes with one out in the fourth inning. Major difference from his first start, where he was not nearly quite as efficient. Working out of the stretch with the runner on third. 1-0 pitch hit high in the air to right field. Settling underneath is Dalton Kelly. Should be deep enough to score the run as Theis tags up. Kelly's throw is going to go straight to second base as Theis jogs it for the first B's run of the game. A triple followed by a sac fly puts Salt Lake on the board. Still trailing 2-1 in the fourth. RBI number 6 on the year for Davis. And that's called hitting with a plan. Didn't try to do too much with it. Hitting something in the air deep enough to score Theis on a sac fly. Brings up Dylan Thomas with the bases empty and two down. And what is now a 2-1 ball game. Martinez, who threw 46 pitches in his prior outing, up into the mid-50s. So he gets a fastball that's swung on and missed by Thomas. 94 on the radar gun. Reach back for a little something extra. Thomas struck out swinging to start the second. He's hit here on the elbow. Pitch rides high and in and clocks him on the padded right elbow. I was mentioning earlier, those don't always take away all the sting. That one looked like it might have got him above it on the upper part of the arm as well. Thomas will have a nice shiner in the morning, but earns his way on the hard way. It's the fourth base runner against Martinez and the third to reach without the benefit of a hit. Going to put Thomas to first with one out. Kian Wong stands in from the left. Garcia holding on at first. Very short lead for Thomas. There's pitch changeup. Dips underneath the zone for a called ball one. Wong struck out swinging in the second. Back-to-back strikeouts of Thomas and Wong. How Martinez began the 1-2-3 second. Went 1-2-3 in the third as well. Same pitch, same spot, same call. As the changeup goes underneath the kneecaps of Wong for a called ball two. Have our Ted Weens trivia question in the next half inning. And you guessed it, it's Jackie Robinson related here on Jackie Robinson Day. Wong lines it to shallow right field. That'll drop in front of Kelly. Rounding second, heading to third is Thomas. Throw from the right fielder is cut off by Allen, who's going to put it in the back pocket. Thomas had the benefit of breaking on contact with two down and was able to scamper into third base. A 180-foot advancement on the single for Wong, his seventh hit of the year. Stroked it on one hop to the right fielder, Kelly. Brings up Orlando Martinez in the number 7 spot in the lineup. Designated hitter flied out deep to Martinez. And that'll bring out Steve Conley. Aviators pitching coach is the entirety of the infield. We'll head to the mound to meet him with a couple of bodies up and moving around down the left field line. Aviators bullpen is hot as the lefty gets loose. Looks like it's Sam's thrown in almost a week after being designated for assignment by the Athletics. Cleared waivers back with the Aviators. Speaking of, welcome back to Luis Barrera, who was DFA'd to make room on the roster for Gabe Klobitsis, who tossed last night. Barrera cleared waivers, added back into the Las Vegas lineup Not the lineup yet, but the roster today. Here's the first pitch to Martinez after the first mound visit used by Conley. Misses outside on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. They're trying to game plan how to attack Martinez in what is now a one-run game with the tying run 90 feet away on third. Martinez looks to first as 1-0 pitch. Hit in the air, left side. That'll find the seats on a foul ball out of play. Orlando Martinez out of Cuba. 6-foot-tall, 185-pound, 24-year-old out of La Habana, island nation of Cuba. Batting with two on and two down in a 2-1 game. He hits this one on the ground, a roll over to the right side, scooped up by Nick Allen, who was shifted over there. He's able to glove it and fire to first. Overall, the run scores on two hits and a sacrifice fly. Matt Theis triples, brought in when Brendan Davis drove him in on a sacrifice fly. And heading into the top of the fifth inning, the score, Las Vegas 2, Salt Lake 1.
The depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Introducing Dollar Loan Center Instant Funding. That's right. You can now have your signature loan funds loaded directly to your debit card with no waiting period. Cations and spend your money immediately. Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new Instant Funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Salt Lake on the board in the bottom of the fourth inning with Matt Theis scoring on a Brendan Davis sacrifice fly. Aviators still on top, 2-1. They've scored in the third. They've scored in the fourth. Looking to score as we get into the top of the fifth with Vince Fernandez leading off for the second time. Number 8 batter in the lineup against veteran right-hander Cesar Valdez. Big swing and a big miss on a changeup moving in towards the left-handed batting center fielder. Fernandez singled and broke the scoreless tie in the third inning on a Christian Lopes double play ball. 0-1 pitch, hit in the air well to center field. Sprinting back is Sierra. Center fielder still on the move. He won't get it as it bounces off the wall, heads back to the field of play. Fernandez, rounding second, into third. He'll make it with a leadoff stand-up triple. Second triple we've seen in the last two half innings. And it's the first of the year for Fernandez. Another insurance runner. 90 feet away. He absolutely smoked it. Hit off the 420-foot straightaway center field fence and was about 3 feet from his second home run of the year. So Fernandez to third. Here's Nate Mondu from the left for a called ball. He walked on an auto ball in the third inning. With the count 3-2, the pitcher Valdez, who's an old-school guy at 37, it took too long and the grace period, as they said, was over today. Umpires really going to start enforcing that across all of minor league baseball. We've already seen it tonight. 1-0 fastball, letter high, over the plate for a called strike. Our Ted Wiens trivia question brought to you by our friends at Ted Wiens Tires. What sport did Jackie Robinson get his first professional paycheck in? Mondu swings, lines one through the right side of the infield, past the diving second baseman as Fernandez jogs home, scoring for the second time tonight. Nate Mondu drives in his third run of the year, and the Aviators on top 3-1 here in the fifth. Situational hitting for Mondu, looking to pull something just was able to sneak it past the diving Michael Stefanik. With a run across already in the inning, here's the top of the lineup in Nick Allen with Mondu on first. Again, our Ted Weens trivia question. What sport did Jackie Robinson get paid to play first? Allen squares to bunt, drops one down the third base side. Charging is Davis. It's off the bare hand of the third baseman. Everybody's going to be safe. Allen, who is a bunt threat any time he comes up to the plate, dropped a good one down the third base side. Davis was charging heavily. Do or die plays. He had to go with the bare hand. And Allen to first. Mondu to second. And they're going to give Davis the error. So Allen reaching on an E5. First defensive misplay by the Bees tonight. Here's Christian Lopes. First pitch swinging, grounder to the third, scooped up by Davis successfully this time. They're going to call it a foul ball. The runners are advancing. Davis was tagging third, and you heard the home plate umpire Darius Ghani saying that is a foul ball. It was off the front foot of Lopes prior to it bouncing down the third base side. So back to first is Allen, back to second is Mondu with nobody out. Lopes is 0-2 with a pair of groundouts today. He swings over a biting changeup at 77. Quickly nothing and two to Christian Lopes, who's 5 of 13 in the series. Give you the answer to our trivia question next half inning. If you know it, tweet it at me, at Matt Nevert or at AviatorsLV. The nothing and two pitch to Lopes is hacked down and missed. Lopes sent down on strikes. It's the first strikeout of the night for Cesar Valdez. Just his 7th of the season in over 9 innings of work. Again, he's not a guy who cares about any of the recent trends in baseball. He's a soft-throwing, ground ball-inducing right-hander. So Lopes strikes out, brings up Dalton Kelly from the left side. He's 0-2 with a pair of groundouts to Renjifo. Three-man shift on the right side of the infield. No hold on it either back. First pitch swinging is Kelly. Drives one in the air to left. Wong on his horse. Left fielder turns around, reaches up, sticks up the bright red glove on the left hand to make the catch. Back to second is Mondu. Allen retreats back to first. Kelly smoked that ball the other way. Prodigious pop to left field as Kelly's retired for the third time in the game. Brings up Eric Thames with two on and two down in a two-run ball game. 3-1 the score for the Aviators here at the top of the fifth inning. Thames doubled in the fourth, came around to score on the Langoliers double right behind him. Thames grounded out to the right side in his first time up in the second. Deep and shifted to the right is the infield. As Thames swings, hammers this one to right. You can forget about it. Right fielder Thomas turns around and watches it go over the grassy Berman right. Eric Thames clumps his second home run of the year, and the Aviators on top 6-1 on the absolutely mashed ball out of the yard by Eric Thames. He put an extra base hit of the day. Looking on the replay, it was a fastball high and in. You cannot take Eric Thames high and inside. Homer number 2, RBIs number 5, 6, and 7 all on one fell swoop, and the Aviators out to a big-time 6-1 lead in the fifth. First pitch to Langoliers is the breaking ball high for a called strike one. Thames, the DH tonight, is here to do one thing and one thing only. That is it. As Langoliers swings over a pitch, moving away from him at 78. Quickly behind nothing and two. After doubling in Thames from second in the fourth inning, he was called out trying to advance to third on a ground out. Langoliers obliges at a pitch in the dirt, bouncing away from the catcher Wallach. A softly lofted throw to first is in time, but not before the damage done. A 3-run home run for Eric Thames caps off a 4-run fifth inning, with the Aviators playing 4 runs on just 3 hits. And with that, we've played half a ball game. 4.5 innings down, 4.5 innings to go. Aviators with a newfound lead of 6-1.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Where are those receipts?
Tax day is nearly here.
I held on to those.
And Chanel is stressing.
Why do I always wait to the last minute?
Her small business needs a bookkeeper to crunch some big numbers.
Oh, these spreadsheets make my head spin. None of this adds up.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Philly Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
In for Russ Langer, it's Sam Selman in for Adrian Martinez. As we get into the bottom of the fifth inning, Martinez went four innings strong, 59 pitches, 34 for strikes. It'll be Selman to take over. The Aviators on top, 6-1, thanks to a four-run fifth. Vince Fernandez with a triple, Nate Mondu with a single. Nick Allen reached on an error after a strikeout and a flyout. Eric Thames took Cesar Valdez deep to right. Where Shane Langelier struck out to end the inning. Four runs on three hits. Nobody left on. As Selman steps into the game, he'll face off against 8-9-1 in the Salt Lake lineup with Chad Wallach to lead it off. Right-handed batting catcher struck out swinging against Martinez. Take a fastball high and in. Selman, the left-hander out of Vanderbilt, standing 6'2", 200 pounds. Austin, Texas native, was picked up off waivers from the Angels, by the Athletics. Slider in for a called strike coming in through the back door against Wallach. Selman was picked up from the Angels but never appeared in a game for the Bees. Getting more on his tenure with Los Angeles Angels in a moment. Here's the 1-1. Wallach takes a drifting changeup outside. Final line for Adrian Martinez. He did not throw long enough to qualify for the win. Four innings on 59 pitches. Gave up a run on two hits. With a couple of walks, both in the first inning, but five strikeouts. So good outing for Martinez, stretching it out in his second time of the year. As Wallach swings, hits this one in the air, shallow to center field. It's Vince Fernandez, picture-perfect technique to retire Chad Wallach. Brings up Magnaris Sierra, center fielder batting out of the nine hole. Selman's making his fourth appearance of the year, tying in with Parker Markle. The Aviators lead in games tossed. Selman has not allowed a run over four and a third innings. He's given up two hits and four walks. He struck out four batters as well. As Sierra hits this one in the air down the left field line. Tracking towards the line is the left fielder. Lopes, he dives and makes the catch. He is an infielder that's learning to play outfield. It looked like he was settled underneath it, but then at the last second kept running, running, caught it, and was off balance. Not quite a diving grab, but a falling grab, we'll say. It's a Rob Magnaris Sierra of extra bases down the left field line. And here's Luis Renjifo. Switch hitting shortstop will turn it around and bat from the right. I promised you the answer to our Ted Weens trivia question. Of course, Jackie Robinson theme on Jackie Robinson Day. Salt Lake Bees all wearing number 42. Watching all the way is Renjifo as the slider is right down the middle for a strike. The question, what sport did Jackie Robinson's first professional paycheck come in? Those of you that guessed basketball, congratulations. 0-1 pitch chopped into the dirt. Jackie Robinson in the fall of 1946 played pro basketball for the Independent Red Devils of L.A. One of the first integrated basketball teams traveling around the country in these barnstorming efforts. 28 points in the first two games combined on November 8th and 9th of 1946. Received offers from the Harlem Globetrotters, which would have doubled his baseball salary, but he wanted to play baseball. Nothing in two to Renjifo is high and tight. It's nothing in two with a flyout and a strikeout against Martinez. Selman trying to breeze 1-2-3 through the fifth. Here's the pitch. Reniefo breaks the bat on a pop-up to the right side of the infield. It'll be right to the second baseman, Nick Allen. Nobody comes. Dermis Garcia thought he had a read on it. Tried to grab it. It was to the second baseman, Mondu, beg your pardon. Mondu let it bounce. And no one was standing on first base. So a little bit of culpability on the end of Mondu, Garcia, and Selman on the mound. An infield single for Renjifo. The first base runner against Selman in the fifth. What a weird instance. It's Michael Stefanik, the second baseman. Take a fastball right down the heart of the dish for a called strike. Renjifo giving credit for his ninth hit of the year. A broken bat, little blooper that was more or less at the second baseman, Mondu. Garcia called him off. And Selman didn't cover the bag at first. Fastball drifting high and away evens the count to Stefanik, who's 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Selman pitched for both the Giants and the Angels at the Major League level last year. Combined 25 outings between those two California clubs. 1-1 pitch, chopped right back to him. Picked up on the first out by Selman. As he'll make the underhand flip to first, wiping out that bizarre two-out infield base hit for Luis Renjifo. So far, so good for Selman as he goes through four batters in the bottom of the fifth. Aviators bats have backed him up. They'll look to do so when we return for the sixth. The score, Las Vegas 6, Salt Lake 1. Loveseats, download the app to download Loveseats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Loveseats, share the love. Loveseats.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Aviators lead the Bees 6-1. We get back with the sixth inning. Matt Nevert in for Russ Langer. Russ will be back on Tuesday when the Aviators return home. Here's Dermis Garcia. First pitch swing and a first pitch miss. A changeup diving away from him out of the hands of Cesar Valdez. In five innings, Valdez has allowed 6 runs on 9 hits. One of them to Garcia in the third inning. He swings and misses over yet another changeup. Valdez throws that pitch 8 out of every 10 offerings, and mix it in and out. It's almost a couple different pitches in one. Garcia's 1-of-2 with an aforementioned single prior to a ground out to third in the fourth inning. As Dermis takes that breaking ball down and outside. Good block by Wallach. For Sam Selman, it was a 4-batter fifth inning, including what should have been an inning-ending infield pop out to second. 1-2 to Garcia. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Dermis set down for the first time on strikes. It's the third strikeout for Valdez. They've all come in the last 5 batters. Brings up Imael Machin, who's grounded out to shortstop twice. It's Jorge Ruiz down the left field line for Las Vegas. 3 men on the right side of the infield against the left-handed hitting Machin, who checks the swing, fouls it straight down. Selman with 2 outs, got an infield pop-out, broken bat off the knob to the second baseman, Mondu. It bounced in front of him because Dermis Garcia had called him off. Changeup moves outside, calling for ball 1. And with Garcia almost at second base, Selman didn't quite break for home, or for first, rather. There was nobody on first. Renjifo giving credit for the single. Machin goes the other way. Line drive screamer down the left field line. It'll get past Kian Wong. Into the corner it goes. Machin slows up at second base with his second extra base hit of the year. One out double will put another runner on for the Aviators. It's their 10th hit of the night. They've been stroking the ball all over the yard against Cesar Valdez. He's probably unhappy to see Vince Fernandez settling into the left-handed batter's box. Fernandez tripled to straightaway center in the fifth after he singled to lead off the third. He's 2 for 2 with a couple of runs scored as well. Machin at second. Valdez deals from the stretch. Change up outside, calling for ball one. Valdez eating in it tonight, the 37-year-old known for that. He made his MLB debut before many of the other players on this roster had ever been drafted or signed. Tumbling changeup misses below the knees for a called ball two. His MLB debut came on May 3rd, 2010. Valdez was with the Arizona Diamondbacks organization at the time. He's played for just about every team in the Pacific Coast League as well. 2-0 changeup misses outside. Fernandez well ahead, 3 balls, no strikes. His first base open. And Mondo awaiting on deck. We'll see if Valdez comes over the heart of the plate here. Take the side from the catcher, Theis. Rather, the catcher, Wallach, Theis at first base. 3-0 to Fernandez. Right. Valdez has played for Reno. He's played many teams in the Mexican League. He's taking a look down at the bio on the MILB website. As Fernandez fouls this one straight back. Count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes to the number 8 batter. Wearing number 8, playing in center field. Triple 8, Vince Fernandez. With a full count against him here in the 6th. So Jorge Ruiz is up and tossing down the right field line for Las Vegas. Jose Marte gets loose down the right field line, just now getting his first tosses in. 3-2 payoff pitch, way outside, changeup for ball four. Third time that Fernandez has reached tonight. It's the first time that he doesn't have a hit. Time called as the catcher Wallach heads out, and that'll bring out a visit from the pitching coach. It's Jairo Cuevas here for Salt Lake as they're going to try to give the right-hander Marte some time. Now, I mentioned earlier, because of Jackie Robinson Day, a very fitting tribute, everybody wearing number 42. Thankfully, the wonderful media relations staff here in Salt Lake City kind of gave us an idea of who was likely going to be the first couple of guys into the game out of the bullpen. It's typically, the pitcher will start warming up. We'll look out either through binoculars or otherwise and say, oh, it's so-and-so. In this case, Jorge Ruiz for the Aviators getting warmed up. Figured pregame that might have been an issue, so we asked and given permission to find out who was going to be coming out of the pen. So we know it's Jose Marte getting warmed up. So that visit to give Marte some more time to get loose is Valdez running out of steam here in the 6th inning. It's Fernandez on first, Vimael Machin on second after a 1-out double. Here's the number 9 batter, Nate Mondu from the left. Nate watching all the way on a changeup moving in, called for strike one. The next pitch for Valdez will be his 73rd, and he is a veteran. He got stretched out all the way. Here's the 0-1. Mondu hits one in the air down the left field line, tailing towards the seat. So is the left fielder Wong. He's able to track it down. Wong grabs it in foul territory. There's not much to work with here down either line. Great play from Kian Wong to stay with it. He grabbed it before banging into the padded fencing down the left field line, just past the retired number 42 for Jackie Robinson. So Mondu flies out down the left field line. Credit to Wong for the great track down with Nick Allen in from the right. Leadoff hitter, 1 for 3. He reached on an error last time up. Watching that change up at the knees for a strike. Allen singled in the third and grounded out to third in the first. Athletics number 3 prospect Nick Allen, well rested and off to a blazing hot start to get the year going. The average over 400. He swings and can't connect on the changeup that moves away from him. Nothing and two, the count to Allen. Valdez very likely in his last inning of work trying to retire his last batter. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, hammer to left field. Back goes Wong, left fielder stops, reaches up, makes the grab. Allen put good wood on it, but it was into the outstretched glove of Kian Wong, who was shaded especially deep. He records two of the three putouts, and the Aviators ran a pair of runners on base with a walk and a double, getting him there. Into the bottom of the sixth we go. It'll be Nore Ruiz onto the mound when we return with the Aviators on top, 6-1.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours. Truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
It's Chevy Truck Month. Trucks and accessories to help make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a sport bar and bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with perimeter bed lighting. And make your Silverado HD more secure with a tonneau cover. Your Chevy dealer can help you find the right Chevy truck and accessories for you to make the most out of Truck Month. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
The Aviators lead the Salt Lake Bees 6-1 in game 4 out of 6. Matt Neverett in for Russ Langer. Here as the sun begins to set. The beautiful Wasatch Mountains. Picture perfect backdrop here at Smith Ballpark. Snow capped after a round of snow earlier in the week. First pitch from Ruiz is in for a called strike on a fastball to Matt Theis, number 3 batter, playing at first base. Ruiz in behind Sam Selman, who went one inning on 12 pitches, 8 strikes. Gave up a hit, but stranded him on. No walks, no strikeouts. As Theis hits this one in the air to left field. 2 steps in and 1 to the right for Lopes. As he exaggerates it before making the grab at the chest with 2 hands. Theis skies out to left. So far, so good for Nore Ruiz, spelled N-O-R-G-E. 5'10", 190-pounder, originally from Cuba, now resides in Spring, Texas. Signed as an international free agent in 2016. Ruiz in one prior outing went an inning and a third scoreless with a pair of strikeouts last week against Reno. So he gets a swing and a miss from Magnaris Sierra on a slider moving away from him. The 8-7 loss last Wednesday. Game 2, game 10 now. Ruiz working out of the stretch with nobody on. Gets a fastball that backs Brendan Davis away. Davis, the right-handed batting third baseman in, and behind nothing and two. Ruiz set. It is 0-2. Just tip back to the screen. Elvis Peguero getting loose. Peguero, not Jose Marte, it's Elvis Peguero. 6'5", Dominican right-hander tossing. Meanwhile, here's the 0-2 from the Cuban right-hander, Nohe Ruiz. Davis takes down for a call, ball one. The catcher Langoliers with a point out to his counterpart, signaling that he likely was trying to hit that target just outside. Ruiz pitched in 3 different levels across the athletics organization last year, combined 2-0 record. And a 6.97 ERA in just 8 outings. 2 to Davis is a fading slider moving outside. It'll even the count. Ruiz was given a $2 million bonus by the Athletics, but because they had reached the overage tax for exceeding their bonus pool. The A's paid $4 million to get Ruiz. As time is called, they're going to call an automatic ball on Ruiz. It's the second auto ball that we've seen called in the night, and that'll bring the count full at 3-2. Pitch swung on and missed. Auto ball or no auto ball. Jorge Ruiz fans Brendan Davis on a 3-2 pitch. I told you that the grace period had ended, and we've seen it called twice tonight. Ends up being inconsequential here in the sixth inning. Brings up Dylan Thomas with two outs and nobody on here in the bottom of the six. Aviators on top, 6-1. Ruiz with a four-pitch mix, a rarity out of the pen. Fastball, splitter, changeup, and a slider. There's the changeup here that Thomas swings and misses at for strike one. Thomas struck out swinging to lead off the second, was hit in the upper arm. In the fourth inning, we'll link up tomorrow with a nice bruise. Three-man shift on the right side of the infield against the left-handed batter as he takes a 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Jorge Ruiz for a called strike. Ruiz was 89-94 when he left Cuba in 2015. Now it's about 91-95. As Thomas checks the swing, did he go? Yes, as the third base umpire Luis Hernandez rings up Dylan Thomas for the final out of a 1-2-3-6. Jorge Ruiz with a lazy fly ball out, followed by a pair of swinging strikeouts. Have us through six innings with Selman and Ruiz. Good appearances so far out of the bullpen. We're on to the seventh. Christian Lopes leads it off with the Aviators on top, 6-1. Back from Smith's ballpark in a moment.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
O'Reilly. Need new wiper blades? Not sure which ones to buy? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your specific car and even install them for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus earn double O-Rewards points. There's no better time to replace your wiper blades. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, the most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Ballpark, and after some digging in the last half inning, it is the right-hander Jose Marte, not the right-hander Elvis Peguero. So it is Jose Marte, although they're both Dominican right-handers, into the game. Marte up against 2-3-4 for the Aviators on top, 6-1. First pitch from the Dominican right-hander, a sidearm swinging motion on a fastball that misses outside at 93. Marte falling behind Lopes, who's 0-3. On right matchup, moves to two balls and no strikes with Marte missing high. Marte in behind Cesar Valdez, who went six innings, gave up three runs, two earned. On 10 hits, walked two, struck out three. Missing inside again is Marte. Three balls and no strikes. The count to the first batter he faces. Pitches in there for a called strike. Fastball on the outside. We'll try that again because the MLB Game Day app buggy with Valdez's line just now being updated. As Valdez takes away, call for ball four, first time he's reached tonight, but his active four-game hitting streak in jeopardy. It's his fourth plate appearance here in the seventh inning. Brings up Dalton Kelly, who's 0-for-3. So we'll run through those numbers again. For Valdez, six innings. He threw 77 pitches, 59 for strikes. Six runs, three earned, thanks to an error in the fifth inning. Gave up 10 hits. That'll be charged to him. Walked two, struck out three. So again, six runs, just three earned. His ERA sits at 2.45 after two starts. Ruiz went 1-2-3 through the sixth. As Kelly backs away from a fastball inside, look out. Five balls out of the six pitches thrown by Junior Marte out of the pen. And that'll send the veteran backstop, Chad Wallach, out to calm down Marte. Marte into his fourth game on the year. He's finished all three games in which he's come in. Over three innings, he struck out seven and allowed two runs, both earned on three hits. So feast or famine for Jose Marte so far on the year. His 1-0 over the outer third for a strike at 89. So whatever he said, Wallach worked. His Marte comes set on 1-1. Kelly swings and grounds one on a foul ball down the first base side. Kelly's grounded out twice to short, ended the first and the third innings with matching grounders to Renjifo. He then popped out to left field just prior to the Eric Thames three-run bomb in the fifth inning. They're leaving the left side of the infield wide open. Here's the 1-2 to Kelly. Takes a called strike three right down the middle. He knew it off the jump. Just the fourth strikeout for an Aviators batter this evening. That'll put a first out on the board. Christian Lopes on first base. Here's the dangerous Eric Thames, who's homered and doubled, as well as a ground out to second. They're keeping the same shift from Kelly, with three men on the right side of the infield and the third baseman Davis in a shortstop alignment, as Thames swings over a breaking ball for a called strike. Jose Manuel Marte out of San Diego, the Dominican Republic. This is outside on a changeup to Eric Thames, the Las Vegas native. Marte with a sinker in the mid to upper 90s. Also flashes a changeup, a slider, and a cutter. See which one he throws here on 1-1 as the right-hander rocks and deals. Thames takes the fastball. Definite difference in look. And this one misses outside, but Cesar Valdez doesn't throw harder than 84 miles an hour, 87. You have a legitimate flamethrower in Jose Marte. The 2-1, Thames hits one straight back to the screen to even the count at a pair. Marte was originally signed by the Giants in July of 2015. Made his major league debut a year ago. Acquired in a trade, along with Sam Selman, for Tony Watson. Here's the 2-2. Thames takes a called strike three on the outer third. It froze him for a moment. Jose Marte with back-to-back punch-outs here in the top of the seventh pre-stretch break. Here's Shea Langeliers with Lopes on first and two down. Again, Jose Marte traded with Sam Selman and Ivan Armstrong, another right-hander, for Tony Watson, who went from the Angels to the Giants. The Angels then DFA'd Sam Selman a week later. He's now with Las Vegas Aviators again. 2-2 slider in for a strike. That's the cutter to Shea Langeliers, who's doubled, struck out, and flied out. His double brought home Thames, who doubled himself in the fourth. Lopes off first, held on by Tice. A big gap on the right side of the infield. And a late swing on a cutter by Langeliers moves the count quickly to nothing and two. Marte entering into the year, the number 15 prospect for the Giants. Now in the top 30 for the Angels organization. He's ahead of Langeliers, nothing and two. He'll take the sign with the catcher Wallach setting up inside. The runner breaks from first. Langeliers hits a ground ball to the left side of the infield. Not fielded cleanly by the shortstopper Renjifo. He's got to go pick it up in shallow left center field. Langoliers reaches first on what will likely be ruled an infield single. Absolutely smoked it to the backhand of Renjifo, who couldn't glove it cleanly. Advancing up to second base will be Christian Lopes. Aviators on top, 6-1 in the seventh inning. Now you could reel Garcia, who's one of three. We're going to call E6. Sturmis Garcia takes down. Again, Langoliers not given credit for a hit. They're going to rule it as an error on second review. So Renjifo and Davis have each committed a misplay defensively. Here's the 1-0 to Garcia. Marte fires. Sturmis tips it off the end of the bat, picked up and foul ground by the catcher Wallach. Evens up the count at one. Garcia singled and stole second in the second, his first swipe of the year. So grounded out to third in the fourth inning and led off the sixth with a swinging strikeout against Cesar Valdez, one of the three strikeouts he recorded. In fact, that was the final one. Hopes off second, Langoliers off first. Here comes the 1-1 from Marte. This one's hit on the ground left side, grabbed by the shortstop Renjifo. He'll go the short way with the second baseman Stefanik standing on the bag, retiring Langoliers 6-4 in the scorecard at home. Garcia taps into an inning-ending fielder's choice, and with that, it's stretch time in Salt Lake City. Get up, move around, and when we come back, it'll be the bottom of the seventh with Jorge Ruiz tossing against the bottom third of the Salt Lake lineup. It's the Aviators 6, the Salt Lake Bees 1.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to stationcasinosports.com or sign up at any Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Coming out of the stretch break in the bottom of the seventh inning, Las Vegas leads Salt Lake City 6-1. It'll be the second inning of work for Jorge Ruiz. Ruiz up against Kian Wong, followed by Orlando Martinez and Chad Wallach. Ruiz bouncing in the first pitch he tosses as Kian Wong goes ahead, one ball, no strikes. Ruiz breezed through a quick and easy sixth inning, going 1-2-3 on a pair of punch-outs. 10 pitches, 9 strikes. Quick and efficient as Wong hits this one on the ground to the right side. It'll be the second baseman Mondu to glove it on a backhand. It's in and out of the mitt. Safe at first is Kian Wong. It was Allen and Mondu both shaded to that side of the bag. And it was Mondu calling off the slick fielding Nick Allen, who was headed towards the left. And it looked like it just went off the heel of the glove of Mondu. Mondu and Nick Allen crouched over after that one. They both thought they had a beat on. So Wong to first. Here's Orlando Martinez from the left. Pitch is low from Ruiz to Martinez, calling for ball one. And they're going to go E4 on the defensive misplay by Mondu. 2 errors for Salt Lake, 1 for Las Vegas. Right on left matchup, moves to 2 balls and no strike. 2-0 the count to Martinez, who's batting 7th tonight, serving as the designated hitter. He was 2-for-3 while playing in left and batting 7th last night. 0-for-2 to this point tonight. He's ended every inning in which he's come to bat. Backs away from a 2-0 fastball that bounces away from Langoliers, although he's able to keep it close, springing out of the squat and picks it up with the bare hand, looking towards first. That one didn't dribble away far enough for an advancement from Wong off first base. Count 3-0 to Martinez. Jorge Ruiz falling behind. He'll miss low, ball 4. An error followed by a walk. The Bees with something cooking here in the bottom of the 7th inning coming out of the stretch. Brings up the catcher, Chad Wallach, who's had a busy night behind the plate. He struck out and flied out. Ball to the right side of it, hitting. No shift on. That's been a rarity tonight. Two men on each side of the infield. As Dave fades in tonight here in Salt Lake City. Wallach swings and fouls the first pitch back off the chest protector of the catcher Langoliers. Wallach behind, nothing and one. Jorge Ruiz, a great story out of Cuba. 28-year-old defected after the 2016 season, picked up by the Athletics. This one's hit on the ground to third. Sliding is Machin. 360 spin and the throw to second is in time. Mondu's feed to the bag at first is there. An exclamation point in the scorebook next to the 5-4-3 around the horn twin killing of Chad Wallach, who does not run well. Mondu knew he had plenty of time to first, so he just had to get the out at second. And an excellent, excellent stab and grab to his left by Vimael Machin on a dive. And again, he spun around all the way and fired it right to the chest of Mondu to eliminate Martinez at second. Advancing to third is Kian Wong. Brings up left-handed hitting center fielder will take a first pitch outside. Sierra 0-for-2 tonight. For now, the bullpen's quiet. The shift is on for the left-handed batter. He swings, hits it off the glove of Langoliers for a foul ball. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Jorge Ruiz left Cuba in 2014, but played Dominican winter ball until December 23rd of 2016. 1-1 pitch inside, called for ball 2. He's signed to a minor league deal by the Athletics. He was the top pitching prospect in Cuba at the time. He was the Rookie of the Year in Serie Nacional in Cuba, their version of the big leagues. 2-1 here and off the back foot of the left-handed hitting Sierra. And the count goes 3-1. Jorge Ruiz tried to go quick and easy through the 7th. Already more damage than was against him in the 6th, although none of it really his fault. An error in the close call on the ball 4, walk. 3-1 pitch and on the ground, right to the shifted shortstop, Nick Gallant. Adept fielder will glove turn and fire to first, all in one motion. And just like that, an error and a walk wiped out by a double play and a 6-3 ground out in the scorecard at home. And we're through 7. Aviators on top by 5. Back with the 8th when we return in the bottom of the lineup to get it going for the Aviators.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or Dura Day. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, You'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Second inning of work for Jose Marte atop the mound as we're back with the top of the eighth inning. Matt Nevert in for Russ Langer here on a beautiful night in Salt Lake City, Utah. Vimael Machin to lead it off as left-handed batting third baseman backs away from a fastball at 94 on the inner third. All for ball one. Machin 1-for-3 tonight. Doubled on the left field line in the sixth after grounding out to short twice. Watches a cutter that comes in through the back door over the outside for a called strike one. Action in the Aviators' bullpen is another Cuban right-hander, Miguel Romero, gets loose. Machin slaps it straight back to the screen, and the count goes a ball and two strikes against Marte. Jorge Ruiz, two innings of work thus far, if he is indeed done. Didn't allow a hit, struck out a couple of batters. Machin nearly comes out of his shoes looking at that pitch, but the high-and-away cutter at 88 is called for ball two to even the count. Two innings, no runs, no hits on a walk and two strikeouts thus far for Ruiz. 2-2 to Machin, misses outside on a changeup, and Vimael's worked himself a nice full count. It's Vince Fernandez awaiting on deck with Nate Mondu, the number nine batter, in the hole, batting third this inning. If anybody reaches, Nick Allen in the top of the lineup will step in. Here's the payoff, 3-2 pitch as Machin fouls it back into the mitt for strike three. Third strike, that'll put the all-important first out on the board here in the eighth inning. Aviators had done a nice job, especially in the run-scoring middle innings, of putting runners on. Here in the eighth inning, they've put exactly 50% of their leadoff batters on. One out, nobody on for Vince Fernandez. Left-handed hitter with the shift on against him. We'll watch a fastball up and out for ball one. Fernandez with a single in the third, a triple in the fifth. Came around to score on both of those times on base and walked in the sixth. Checks the swing on a pitch that's in and out of the glove of the catcher, Wallach. Home plate umpire Darius Ghani signaling that it was outside. They'll check down to third. Luis Hernandez agrees that Fernandez was able to hold up on the check swing. Count 2-0 to the Aviators center fielder. As he swings, hits this one to left. A couple of steps backwards for Kian Wong as the left fielder reaches up with the left hand to make a one-hand grab. Fernandez retired for the first time today. Puts the second out on the board in the top of the eighth inning. It'll bring up Nate Mondu. Mondu from the left. Second baseman had a defensive misplay in the bottom of the seventh inning that was inconsequential. Allowed Kian Wong to reach, but he was stranded on third when Jorge Ruiz was able to wiggle himself out of a jam. Marte out of the full wide to Mondu. The right and left matchup starts out 1-0. Pitch inside on a fastball. Mondu walked on an automatic ball four in the third due to the pitch clock. Single, drove in a run and scored in the fifth and popped out in foul ground down the left field line in the sixth. He'll take a letter high fastball called emphatically for a strike by Darius Ghani. Marte working quickly, developing a rhythm here in his second inning. And Mondu hits a foul ball straight back to the screen. So another 1-2 count upcoming to Mondu. Nick Allen awaiting on deck. The sixth-year pro, acquired on July 30th of last year. Peers over the black glove. He'll drop it. Fire with the right arm on 1-2 as Mondu able to stay alive. A little flip shot down the third baseline and foul ground. Six runs on 10 hits for Las Vegas. One run on just three hits, including two singles and a triple for Salt Lake. Another 1-2 pitch to Mondu. Backs him away at 97. Marte reaching back for a little something extra there as the count goes even. Two balls, two strikes, and two outs. Deuces wild to the Aviators' second baseman in the eighth. Marte rocks and deals. Mondu hits a little dribbler out in front of the plate that's scooped up by the catcher, Wallach. High throw, reined in by the first baseman, Theiss, and he's able to step on the bag in time. K, 2-3 on the putout is Marte is able to wrap up the top half of the eighth inning with the Aviators down in order. Lineups are getting going for Salt Lake. It'll be Miguel Romero on the mound when we return in a 5-1 ball game.
Only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Philly Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Philly Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Slap for the Las Vegas Aviators as we're back with the top of the eighth inning. Roadside on top 6-1 here in game 4 out of 6. Romero in behind his fellow countryman, Cuban Jorge Ruiz, went 2 innings on 24 pitches. No runs on no hits. Only 2 runners that reached were on a walk and an E4. He also struck out 2 and walked just the 1 batter. There's the leadoff batter, Luis Rengifo, going to turn it around and bat from the left side. Switch hitter batting from the left again. Not quite sure what this one's about. Dylan Thomas on the top step of the dugout yelling at the home plate umpire Darius Gunny. Everyone's back to where they should be, and Romero deals his first pitch outside to Rengifo, the switch batter. He's 1 of 3 so far. Romero at 6 feet tall, 202 pounds. 27-year-old misses low. Last ball called for ball 2. Romero spent all of last year with Las Vegas, back for more in year 2. His 3rd outing of the year, bounces a breaking ball. The old 56-footer goes as a called ball 3 to Luis Rengifo, spelled R-E-N-G-I-F-O. Right-hander up in the Salt Lake bullpen is the 3-1 pitch incoming on the field of action. Rengifo hits it through the shift on the left side. And it right to where a normal shortstop alignment would be, but with Nick Allen vacating and heading over towards second, it'll be the 2nd infield single for Rengifo, who had that ball earlier in the 5th. That was the jam shot blooper that fell in front of Mondu with nobody covering first. Michael Stefanik stepping in from the right side. Stefanik swings at the first pitch, lashes it out to shallow right. That'll fall for a hit. Stopping at second is Rengifo, and smartly so, with Kelly firing in to Nick Allen, the cutoff man. 2 pitches, 2 base hits. Rengifo to second, Stefanik to first on his first hit of the night, and his club leading 13th of the year. Six to one the score with Las Vegas on top, but Salt Lake threatening here in the 8th. Miguel Romero has allowed 2 hits and 2 batters. He'll try to induce a ground ball off the bat of Matt Theis, left-handed batting first baseman with the shift on against him. First pitch from the right-hander is a changeup outside. Called Pacin all alone on the left, and as we speak, backing up behind the baseline. He was in front of the bag guarding against a potential bunt. Romero comes set looking to second. 1-0 pitch and on the ground is short. This is grabbed by Allen, who takes it to the bag himself. Throw off the back foot to first is in time. So a unique defensive positioning with the shift on, but no sweat for Nick Allen. Cool as a cucumber as he grabbed it. Won the foot race with Stefanik to the bag at second and fired to first in time to retire Theis 6-3 on the twin killing. Advancing to third is Renjifo. Two outs and a runner on third for Brendan Davis. Romero, who pitched twice in the opening set of the year, comes set. Breaks one into the dirt. Nice block by Shea Langeliers. Romero's gone multiple innings in every outing in which he's tossed. Pitched on April 6th. Second game of the year against Reno, went an inning and two-thirds. Pitched two innings 4 days later. Breaks a pitch low to Davis, blocked again by Shea Langeliers. Davis drove in a run on the sacrifice fly in the fourth inning. Sandwiched in between a double play ball in the first and a strikeout in the sixth. Take up and away. Fastball called for ball three. Romero has struck out one and walked one throughout the year. Those hits allowed numbers six and seven. He's here in his fifth inning of work. Garcia way off the line at first. Davis on 3-0. Backs away from a breaking pitch. Over the inner third for a strike. So Romero going with the breaking ball 3-0. It's a pitch that he feels comfortable he can throw in any count. Romero's 3-1 offering. Hit in the air, high in the air, but way out of play down the left field line. Davis absolutely hammered that pitch, but was ahead of the changeup. Romero also features a slider, a mid-90s fastball, and a knuckleball. Beg your pardon, knuckle curveball. Said that a little too fast. The knuckle curve that he put down to 20-20. Count full. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Davis takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Called for ball four. Another ball blocked by Shea Langeliers behind the plate. It'll put runners on first and third with two down. And a 6-1 ball game. Dylan Thomas with a couple of words. Looks like him and Darius Gagne are making nice at the plate. That was a weird instance prior to the first pitch of the inning to Renjifo. It was Thomas yelling at Gagne from the top step of the dugout. Now he's in the left-handed batter's box with runners in the corners and two down. First pitch from Romero. Broken bat right back to Miguel. He gloves it while dodging shrapnel and makes the underhand flip to Dermis Garcia at first. An explosive final out of the eighth inning. Bring the Aviators up in the top of the ninth. It's been all Las Vegas since we got going, and they look to add another tack-on run in their final due up. Back with the ninth when we return. The score, Las Vegas 6, Salt Lake 1.
Best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. Movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars. You'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Is the final time, beating Salt Lake by a 6-1 tally, entering into the top of the ninth inning. Jose Marte on the hill for Salt Lake. With the top of the Aviators lineup due up, it'll be Allen, Lopes, Kelly, first three batters to try and add on to this five-run lead. Miguel Romero gave up two hits and a walk, but didn't allow anybody to cross home plate in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's the sidewinding Marte. It was right down the middle for a called strike to Allen on a fastball. Allen has reached twice tonight, been put out twice. This Marte slider misses way outside. Allen, a right-handed hitter, singled in the third, reached in the fifth on a bunt. It was a ground ball down the third baseline that Brendan Davis couldn't handle cleanly. It was ruled an error on the third baseman. As Allen swings and fouls this pitch back into the mitt to move it 1-2. Marte ahead of Allen. And Nick nearly left the yard in the sixth inning on a line drive screamer to left field, reined in by Kian Wong at the track. Another fastball, 1-2 pitch misses outside, even up the count to Allen. For Romero in the eighth, back-to-back singles allowed to Renjifo and Stefanik. Wiped out by a double play, a walk, and a ground out off the bat of Thomas. Slider outside. Catcher Wallach has to spring out to go get it. As the count goes full to the leadoff batter, Nick Allen. 6 runs on 10 hits for Las Vegas. 1-on-5 for the Bees. Here's the 3-2 payoff. Marte deals out of the full line. As it's a fastball. Call for ball four. Third time that Allen has reached tonight. It's the fourth walk taken by a Las Vegas batter. From the right, Lopes with what will likely be one last chance to extend the 4-game hitting streak. Coming into this action, he was 7 of his last 14. Watching all the way in, a first pitch sinker that goes down by the back foot for a called ball. Lopes has grounded out twice, including a double play ball in the third, hit it to the third baseman Davis. Lopes struck out in the fifth against Cesar Valdez, who's in line for the loss, and walked in the seventh. Allen off first, 3-man shift on the left side of the infield. 1-0 sinker just below the knees was the same spot as the prior offering. Count goes 2-0 to Lopes. His brother Tim also playing professional baseball. Left fielder Wong way off the line. Everybody else deep and straight up around the outfield. Thice holding on at first. The entirety of the right side of the infield is wide open. 2-0 pitch. Up and away, but called a strike. As Marte missed his spot, but it was in the strike zone. Here's the 2-1 to Christian Lopes as Marte deals. That fastball well outside brings it to a great hitter's count at 3-1. And the Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And, of course, the talk of baseball, Shohei Ohtani, didn't waste any time as the Angels are taking on the Rangers in Arlington. First pitch home run for Shohei Ohtani. He did it again in his next at-bat. 2 home runs for the Shohei Show. 3-1 fastball down by the feet for Lopes. He'll take his second walk in as many plate appearances. Back-to-back free passes. And the Aviators with a chance to add on to the 6-1 lead. Catcher Wallach out to the mound. And he's done this a number of times tonight. Out to go. Just calm the pitcher down. Had to do it earlier in the seventh. So that'll be the third visit used out of 7. Two of them by Wallach, one by the pitching coach, Jairo Cuevas. Bags with Allen in scoring position on second, and Lopes with the big lead off first, not held on by Theis, as Dalton Kelly steps in. Looking to reach for the first time tonight. Left-handed batter swings and hits the first pitch into the screen above his own third base visiting side dugout. Laid around on that 95-mile-an-hour cheddar. Kelly's grounded out twice, flied out to left, and struck out looking back in his last time up in the seventh. Again, a 3-man shift, this time to the right, and well off the line and right is Thomas. As Kelly takes a fastball low at 96. A great arm side run. The stuff certainly there for Jose Marte. He's long and lanky at 6'3", 180 pounds. Appeared in 4 games last year for the Angels. Comes Sent looking at second with nobody covering. 1-1 pitch, bouncing in. Allen advancing. He tries to slide into third. He's safe. Brendan Davis can't believe it. Third baseman thought he had him tagged out. Great ball and dirt read by Nick Allen. Advancing to third on the wild pitch. And Showing the replay in-house now. Allen just able to get that left foot in there ahead of the tag of the third baseman, Davis. One will not go down as a steal. And meanwhile, staying at first is Lopes. Right-hander up and tossing rapidly in the first base side bullpen. Foul ground. 2-1 pitch to Kelly. Nicely spotted. Heater on the outside. In there for a called strike to even it up at 2-2. Eric Thames awaiting on deck. Kelly hopes to become the third straight batter to reach to start the ninth. 6-1 Aviators on top. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Jose Marte. Kelly checks the swing on a slider moving in towards him. A quick appeal by the catcher, Wallach. As the crew chief, the third base umpire, Luis Hernandez, signals safe that Kelly was able to hold up on the check swing. So that'll bring the count full at 3-2. With no outs and runners in the corners, we'll see if Fran Reardon wants to get the runner Lopes off first in motion. Up 5 in the top of the ninth inning. Unlikely, but not impossible. 3-2 pitch way outside. It gets past the catcher, Wallach. Here comes Allen to the play. He'll score without a throw on the base on balls. Third straight walk to start the ninth, and the Aviators have expanded their lead to 7-1. That one was way down and out regardless, and Allen has engaged a base runner as there is. Saw that one skip off the end of the webbing immediately. So Allen walks, moves to second on the Lopes walk, goes to third and scores on wild pitches while Dalton Kelly is batting. 7 runs on 10 hits for the Aviators, and here comes Jairo Cuevas, the pitching coach. He's out there at this point for one reason and one reason only. That's to give the right-handed reliever some time to warm up. On second thought, he's likely also out there really just to calm down Jose Marte. He's walked the first 3 batters of the inning. It wasn't like any of them were 4-pitch walks. They were all long at bats, just battles won by Aviator hitters. But the box score won't show that. It'll show the run scored on 3 walks. 7-1, the Aviators on top with Eric Thames in from the left. Chance to really crack this one open. He's already knocked a long ball to right. 3-run shot in the 5th. After doubling, scoring in the 4th inning. This one sneaks past the catcher, Wallach, through his legs to the backstop. Both Lopes and Kelly advancing. So 2 more runners in scoring position on the 4th wild pitch of the inning. And now the box score will start to go against Jose Marte in the 9th. With 3 walks and 4 wild pitches. This one started to get away from him here in the 9th. Thames has been retired on a strikeout and a ground out, aside from the double and the homer. Count 1-0. Right-hander deals. Thames swings and misses on a change. Keith Rogala getting loose, the right-hander. Chicago native. Down the right field line. 1-1 cutter is over the outside for a strike. Great pitch there by Marte. Left Thames there just kind of shaking his head. Nothing he can do with that one. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap to the pitcher. Count a ball and 2 strikes to Eric Thames. With 2 runners in scoring position. Here's the 1-2. Up and away. Thames takes a cutter for a called strike 3. That was a late signal by Darius Ghani. Thames set down on strikes. That slider found its way back over the outer third. Thames set down on strikes for the 2nd time in as many at-bats. 1 out with Lopes on third, Kelly on second. Here's Shea Langeliers, who doubled in a run in the 4th. Running fastball goes in on the hands of Langeliers for a called strike at 95. Langeliers is 1-4 tonight with the double, surrounded by a flyout and a strikeout. He also reached on an error by the shortstop Renjifo in the 7th. Smoked a ball right at him that was not fielded cleanly. Marte's got that cutter working now. Deals it over the inner third for a called strike to Langoliers. And the count, nothing and two with one down. Waiting on deck is Dermis Garcia. Nobody up in the bullpen behind Miguel Romero. He'll get the bottom of the ninth. At least it looks like that right now. 0-2 slider stays high. Called for ball one. Great watch there by Langoliers. Langoliers with his first double of the year in the fourth inning, although his three home runs have him in a five-way tie for third early on in the long ball chase. 1-2 pitch. Late swing and a foul ball goes straight back to the screen. Ball and two strikes the count as Langoliers is able to stay alive. Pretty good crowd here on of them. Got to give away Beanie. Don't need it tonight quite as much as last night, but definitely brisk weather here under the Wasatch Mountains. 1-2 pitch. Langoliers hits it on the ground at third. Backing up is Brennan Davis. He's got the runner between second and third in a rundown as Kelly does the smart thing and stays in it. He's eventually tagged out as the runner Lope scores from third. Now Davis was shaded deep, prepared to give up the run on the ground ball anyway. Langoliers will reach on a fielder's choice with Davis applying the tag on Kelly himself. Lopes scores. It's a 7-1 ball game, and here comes the manager, Lou Marson. He's going to make the call to the pen. Jose Marte is not able to record three outs in the ninth inning. Dermis Garcia will be the batter when we return from our pitching change, with the Aviators now on top 8-1.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your sports.com or sign up at any station casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Gala, drafted in the 12th round in 2017 out of Creighton, up against Dermis Garcia with a runner on and the Aviators on top 8-1. Rogala trying to put out the fire in the ninth inning. Jose Marte walked the first three batters before striking out Thames looking. Langoliers brought home Lopes on a ground ball fielder's choice. He's on first with two down. There's Garcia, swings at the first pitch thrown by Rogala. Breaking ball for strike one. Gala, fastball, curveball, changeup mix. Right-hander wearing number 42 tonight. He wears number 34 typically. Off of first is Langoliers. 0-1 breaking ball is another strike, this time called. The count goes nothing and two to Garcia. Singled in the second, grounded out to third in the fourth. Let off the sixth with a swinging strikeout and grounded out to short to end the seventh on a fielder's choice. Just shy of the stretch break. Rogala out of the stretch himself. The nothing and two pitches in the dirt. Another curveball blocked by the catcher, Wallach. Aviators have scored two runs here in the ninth inning with zero hits on the board. 8 runs on 10 hits overall. Allen, Lopes, and Kelly all walked. Langoliers is on first base after a fielder's choice brought home the second of 2 runs. Allen scoring on a wild pitch. Here's the 1-2. Garcia gets this one off the hands in the air to left field. Over into the gap to get it is the left fielder Kian Wong as he'll settle underneath. The catch at the belt line on an overhand fashion. Regala does his job, retires the only batter he faces, coming in with two outs and getting us into the bottom of the ninth inning. It'll be Miguel Romero back out for a second inning of work. Kian Wong to lead it off with the Bees batting for the final time, down by seven. Don't go anywhere. Top of the ninth when we come back to Smith's Ballpark.
They say one great thing leads to another. And then when you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Steiner, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Eight to one, the Las Vegas lead as we enter into the top of the ninth inning. Second frame of action atop the hill for Miguel Romero begins with the number six hitter in the lineup for Salt Lake. It's Kian Wong watching a fastball right down the middle. Call for strike one to get us underway. Aviators bats got started in the third inning and really haven't stopped. As Wong backs away from that fastball inside. Aviators with a run in the third, the fourth, and then an outburst of four in the fifth, leading their other two runs in the ninth inning. 8-1 they lead on the strength of 10 hits as Wong hits the 1-1 off speed. 1-2 to the left fielder in from the left side, who's one of three. Reached on an error by Nate Mondu in the seventh after singling in the fourth and striking out swinging in the second. Wong, the younger brother of Colton Wong, watches a fastball high. Call for ball two from Miguel Romero, who allowed two hits and a walk, but a double play and a shattered bat by Dylan Thomas and a ground ball right back to him ended the eighth inning without consequence. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled straight back on the fastball. So Wong lives to see another one. Romero, the third man out of the pen. They look to keep it clean. Adrian Martinez giving up the only run on a Brendan Davis sacrifice fly in the fourth inning. Here's the 2-2. Wong spins away from that pitch high and tight. And I heard it hit off of somebody. It wasn't Wong. It was the home plate umpire Darius Ghani, who wore it off the right bicep. I heard ball hit skin. It is a very distinct sound, but it was not Wong, it was Ghani behind the dish. So the count goes full on the painful call for Darius. And here's the payoff pitch. Ball four downstairs. Breaking ball will put Kian Wong on. It's the second walk issued by Miguel Romero. Still plenty of work for the Bees to do in a potential comeback bid down seven. That's a good way to start it, though, getting the leadoff runner on a walk. Miguel's already induced one double play. He'll try to do it again against Orlando Martinez. Running fastball outside to the left-handed batter for a called ball one. A battle of countrymen. With Miguel from Guantanamo and Martinez from La Habana. As Miguel deals the same pitch to the same spot, called for ball two yet again on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball to the outside. Martinez is hitless, reached on a walk in the seventh, and was put out as part of a 5-4-3 double play in the inning. Checks the swing, holds it up on a two-ball strike. Martinez flied out to center to end the second, ended the fourth with the ground ball out to Nick Allen at second. Three-man shift on the right side of the infield as Martinez hits it off the end of the bat straight back to the screen. A cap shot foul ball will keep the count even at 2-2. Catcher Chad Wallach awaits on deck. Romero takes the side from Langoliers. Brings the brown glove up to the jaw and deals on 2-2. Backs the batter away. Knuckle curve in the dirt back by the back foot of Martinez. And second straight batter that's worked a 3-2 count to lead off the ninth inning against Miguel Romero. He comes set. The payoff pitch. Swung on, lined over the head of the third baseman Machin into center field for a base hit. First hit of the game for Martinez comes in the top of the ninth inning. Bottom of the ninth, rather. So runners on first and second with no outs. The Bees with their backs up against the wall. They've come out swinging in the bottom of the last inning. Catcher Wallach in from the right, waves the bat around as Romero takes the sign with the right hand dangling down by the hip. Brings the hands together as he rocks and fires. Wallach lines the first pitch over the head of Nick Allen into left field. The runners had the hold up because Allen looked like he might have had a shot at it. But it's a first pitch single for Wallach. His first hit of the night will load the bases. Sacks full, nobody out on a walk and two seeing eye singles to the left. That'll bring up Magnaris Sierra at the bottom of the lineup with no outs. Chester Pimentel hustling to warm up down the left field line. Sierra's 0 for 3 at the bottom of the lineup. Fouls the first pitch back to the netting for strike one. Aviators are hoping again. He's gone at least an inning and two-thirds in every outing so far. This is third of the year. He's gone one inning plus. Line drive back up the middle. Allen can't get it. One run's going to score. Stop sign held up at third for Martinez, so it'll just be a 90-foot advancement around on the Magnaris Sierra RBI base hit up the middle. Thought Romero had a shot. It zoomed over the glove. Thought Allen had a shot. It bounced under the glove on a dive. The shift comes back to bite the Aviators two times in four batters. Martinez, Wallach, and Sierra all singling after the leadoff walk. And not walking, but jogging out from the third base visiting side dugout is going to be the pitching coach, Steve Connolly. So plenty of wiggle room to work with, but the lead cut to six. The 10th RBI of the year for Magnaris Sierra. Martinez moved up to third. Wallach up to second. We're back at the top of the lineup with Luis Renjifo awaiting. Darius Ghani out to go break up the meeting of the minds atop the mound. It's the second visit used out of seven for the Aviators. They've got plenty to work with if they need them. So here's Renjifo from the left, 2 for 4. Singled from the left side. Switch hitter put it back up the middle in the eighth inning. Bases loaded, no outs. Ground ball, first pitch. Pass the diving Nick Allen as it beats the shift again. It's another 90-foot advancement and another RBI single. You understand the numbers and the data, but after seeing it firsthand so many times, you wonder how many balls are going to sneak in that shortstop gap where Nick Allen would have been able to turn at least two double plays so far. Instead, he's on the first base side of the bag. Renjifo with RBI number 6 as Martinez scores. Wallach to third, Sierra to second. And that'll be it. As Miguel Romero gives up a walk. The game now within a handful of runs. It'll be Chester Pimentel making a slow jog from the left field bullpen. Anywhere just yet. Bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth, and we've got a pitching change here at Smith's Ballpark.
Aviator One is ready to battle the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Your Las Vegas Aviators kick off a two-week homestand on Tuesday as they become the Reyes de Plata. Enjoy Hispanic food, drinks, and entertainment as we host the El Paso Chihuahuas. On Wednesday, bring your dog to the game for Bark in the Park, sponsored by Subaru of Las Vegas. Then on Thursday, it's $2 beers from Coors Light. The homestand continues through Sunday. Check out the full schedule and get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, ever since I graduated from college, I've been working on some things.
Oh, no, kid, you're scaring me. What have you been working on?
Well, Dad, I just passed my broker's exam.
Whoa, no way. You're now the managing broker at 8400 West Sahara.
Yes, sir. This also means I will be your boss now.
No way. Slow down, buddy boy. You got a few years to go.
All right, that's fair, Dad. Anyways, I am so proud to be a part of the most popular real estate brand in Nevada, the Real Estate Guy.
Yes, sir. We've been in business for over 28 years and have sold over 6,000 homes, giving our sellers a cash advance if needed, doing all repairs, and selling it fast to get the most cash.
So call the Real Estate Guys today, 702-310-6683.
That's 702-310-MOVE. eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
Game, his first pitch is a strike to the right-handed batting second baseman Michael Stefanik. Miguel Romero out after giving up two runs on four hits and a walk in the ninth inning alone in his second inning of work. Here's the 0-1 from Pimentel. Breaking ball hit up in the air, foul ground right side. First baseman Garcia tracking over into the first base coach's box. He's able to glove it here in the ninth inning. Stefanik popping out and Matt Theis stepping in, who's already grounded into a double play tonight. Can't close the book yet on Miguel Romero. The big right-hander Chester Pimentel into trying to put out a fire. Pimentel, a big body at 6'4", 260. And Romero, an inning plus, did not record an out after facing five batters in the ninth in his second inning of work. Here's Theis with the bases loaded and one down in an 8-3 game. It's a breaking pitch downstairs for Pimentel for a called ball. Partial line on Romero, an inning plus, two runs so far, both earned. He allowed six hits, including four in the ninth. Walked two, didn't strike anybody out. Pimentel's into his third game on the year. Deals on 1-0. Line drive through the infield, yet another at-bat that beats the shift. One run's going to score. Getting the win from second is Sierra. The throw is cut off, and it's now an 8-5 ball game. Salt Lake beating the shift at least three times in this half inning. That one would have been right to the face of Vimael Machin if he was at his normal third base positioning. Instead, he was up the middle. Both runs charged to Romero with Renjifo on second, the final batter he faced. Theis with a two RBI single, Ribbies number 6 and 7 on the year. Here's Brendan Davis representing the tying run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Pimentel looks to second, deals to the plate, just misses the batter with the pitch as Davis must have been way away. Pimentel in 5 1/3 innings this year has given up just four hits, including that RBI single. Davis takes outside. Count goes 2-0 to the third baseman. He's 0-2 with a double play, grounded in two and a strikeout. He's walked and in the sacrifice fly. Heading into the ninth inning, it was the old crowd with a reason to get into it. As Pimentel comes set with two on and one down. 2-0 pitch, hung on and missed as Davis was trying to drive that one over the fence and left. He was trying to drive it over the mountains, now obscured by the nighttime. Pimentel sent looking at Renjifo on second base, no hold on at first. 2-1 pitch, and on the ground to the left side, this could do it. Machin to second. Mondu's going to put it in the pocket, and a smart play with the runner Davis bearing down the line at first. So Theis cut down 5-4 up the middle. Renjifo advances to third, and Aviators now within and out of closing this game out. And it's the ninth batter of the ninth inning. Dylan Thomas in to try and extend the ball game. He does represent the tying run. Aviators cannot lose in this at-bat. They're hoping to win it in this at-bat. Renifo on third. Davis on first after the fielder's choice. First pitch inside to Thomas. Pimentel fired it in there at 91 miles an hour. So far, four runs in the ninth, all charged to Miguel Romero. Pimentel hopes to limit it to just that. Comes set on 1-0 with the hands together at the belt. Fastball inside, same spot, same call. 2-0 the count to Dylan Thomas, who's got a new piece of wood from his last at-bat. Pitch blew up on him out of the hands of Miguel Romero for the final out of the eighth inning. Here's Pimentel's 2-0. Thomas swings and misses, pulled everything down the right field line. The left-hander was trying to tie this one up with one swing. Thomas struck out twice, once in the second, once in the sixth. He was hit by a pitch in the upper arm in the fourth inning. Pimentel set the 2-1. Check swing, fastball called for strike two. Pitch on the outside of the dish, nicely spotted up and away from Pimentel. And with that, Aviators have the bees with their backs against the wall down to their final strike tonight. 2-2 the count. Runners on the corners and two down. Pimentel. Thomas nearly hit by the pitch in the back foot. Falls over into the right-handed batter's box. So that'll bring the count full. The runner Davis off first will be off with the pitch. Renifo will be watching the rest of us as to what will happen here. 8-5 the score in the bottom of the ninth. 3-2 count, two outs. Pimentel will try to end it. His pitch. Runner goes. Pitch swung on, belted in the air to center, but playable for Vince Fernandez. He stops, reaches up, makes the catch as Dylan Thomas flies out to end the game. And the Aviators, by the skin of their teeth, hold on to an 8-5 win with both sides tallying 10 hits when all was said and done as the Aviators advance to 6-4 through the first 10 games of the 2022 season. I'll be back with the totals when we come back.
Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad. Ever since I graduated from college, I've been working on some things.
Oh, no, kid. You're scaring me. What have you been working on?
Well, Dad, I just passed my broker's exam.
Whoa, no way. You're now the managing broker at 8400 West Sahara.
Yes, sir. This also means I will be your boss now.
No way. Slow down, buddy boy. You got a few years to go.
All right. That's fair, Dad. Anyways, I am so proud to be a part of the most popular real estate brand in Nevada, the Real Estate Guy.
Yes, sir. We've been in business for over 28 years and have sold over 6,000 homes, giving our sellers a cash advance if needed, doing all repairs, and selling it fast to get the most cash.
So call the Real Estate Guys today, 702-310-6683.
eXp Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
Smith's Ballpark for our Nash House of Go-Go post-game show. Matt Nevert in for Russ Langer, and it turned into a nail biter in an 8-5 final. Aviators were on top 8-1 entering into the ninth inning. It's going to be the second inning of work for Miguel Romero. Ho-hum, get in, get out. But instead, a walk and five hits in the inning, including four in a row at one point, brought the tying run to the plate. With Dylan Thomas batting with two on and two down in the bottom of the ninth inning, Thomas flied out to deep center field to wrap it up as the Aviators claim win number 6 on the year out of their first 10 games. Overall, the winning line score, 8 runs on 10 hits with one error, 5 runs on 10 hits and an error for Salt Lake. Jorge Ruiz with the win out of the bullpen. going two nearly perfect innings. Only base runner that reached against him was a walk in the sixth and the seventh inning. Also had a runner reach on an error. That was Keon Wong to lead off the inning. But for Ruiz, 24 pitches, 14 strikes over two innings as he gets the win to go to 1-0. And Chester Pimentel pitched his way into a save. Came in a very, very tight situation. And earns his first save and his first try. 8-5 win for the Aviators was seen in front of a crowd of 2,945 here at Smith's Ballpark in a game that took a brisk 2 hours and 33 minutes after our 2 hour and 36 minute marathon yesterday, if you will. But the Aviators hold on. Strong pitching performances by Adrian Martinez, Sam Selma, Jorge Ruiz, and Chester Pimentel, who came in to close it out. Miguel Romero, the only run he runs. It was Cesar Valdez taking the loss. Valdez, the starter, went 6 innings. Gave up 6 runs, 3 earned on 10 hits. He was knocked around a bit after starting out strong. Valdez walked 2 and struck out 3. All 3 strikeouts in his last 2 innings of work. He drinks the loss to go to 1-1. 8-5 win for the Aviators. And when we come back, we'll take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard, our Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard on our Ted Weems postgame show. Still plenty to come as we're back from Smith's Ballpark in a moment.
Strike 3, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in the every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Back from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, welcoming you back into our Ted Weems postgame show. Taking a look at our out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by our friends at Hash House of Go-Go. 5 games final around Major League Baseball, including the Athletics, who fell in Toronto today. First game of a 3-game set across the border against the Blue Jays. 4-1 final with Dalton Jeffries taking the loss on the hill as the Athletics move to 4-4 through their first 8 games of the season. In a battle of NL East opponents, it was the Marlins downing the Phillies by a 7-1 tally. That game in Miami. 7-2, the Nationals defeated the Pirates. UNLV graduate Eric Fetty got the win on the mound for the Nats, who moved to 4-5. The Red Sox doubled up by the Twins this afternoon, with Joe Ryan earning his first Major League win. Twins 8, Red Sox 4. And the only other final, former Athletic Chris Bassitt getting the win on the mound. He was traded from the A's to the Mets preseason. Mets 10-3 winners over the D-backs in Queens. Currently in the bottom of the 11th. That game almost wrapped up between the Yankees and the Orioles. It may be next run wins in the bottom of the 11th with the score tied at 1 between the Yanks and the Orioles. Bottom of the 8th in Arlington, Texas. The Salt Lake Bees, Major League Club, the Angels, leading the Rangers 9-6, looking to put the finishing touches on their fourth win of the year thanks to not one but 2 long balls from Shohei Ohtani. Last chance for the Brewers, trailing 10-1 against the Cardinals. That game in the bottom of the ninth in Milwaukee. Bottom of the seventh in Denver. It's the Rockies 6 and the Cubs 4. The Padres trailing the Braves 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Also in the bottom of the fifth in Seattle, it's the M's. The Mariners blanking the Astros currently. A 3-0 score with Seattle batting as we speak. And in the bottom of the third in L.A., it's the Dodgers 1 and the Reds 0. Taking a look around the Pacific, they're in the top of the ninth in Albuquerque, New Mexico, with the Rainiers of Tacoma trailing the Albuquerque Isotopes. Tacoma batting for the final time and just now coming up to bat in that top of the ninth, trailing 5-2. They're also in the top of the ninth in Reno in a 2-2 battle between the Sacramento River Cats and the Reno Aces. Sacramento with a runner on third and nobody out as we speak in the top of the ninth. If that changes during our postgame show, we'll definitely keep you abreast of the situation. As I say that, not even kidding, as I say that, Sacramento goes up 3-2 on a Wyatt Mathiesen RBI base hit in the top of the ninth inning. So it's Sacramento 3, Reno 2. Updating as we're talking about it. Round Rock defeated Sugarland in a battle of Texas-based AAA affiliates. 7-2 the final with Round Rock winning on the road. And finally, Oklahoma City defeating El Paso in Southern Texas by a 5-1 score. And then, of course, here in Salt Lake City, an 8-5 win for the Aviators, accented by 10 hits and a strong start by Adrian Martinez. And Chester Pimento with the save out of the bullpen. When I come back from Smith's Ballpark, we'll break this one down. Maybe take a look at tomorrow's game when we return. Don't go anywhere. It's the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned, currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Back to Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Matt Nevert joining you here on our postgame show. You just heard the Aviators down the Salt Lake Bees by an 8-5 score in a game that got hairy late. It was all Las Vegas all the way until the bottom of the ninth inning. Kian Wong walked, and that started a stretch of four straight seeing eye singles, all of them seemingly against the shift, with Miguel Romero tabbed for the majority of the damage tonight. Romero out of the bullpen, allowing four runs all earned on six hits over an inning. Plus, remember, he tossed in the eighth inning, walked a batter, and gave up two base hits, but stranded them both on thanks to a 6-3 double play following the walk to Davis. But it was a great pitching and efficient pitching evening for the rest of the Aviators' arms. Adrian Martinez, in his second start of the year, stretched it out to 59 pitches, rather. Gave up a run on two hits. It was a triple and a sac fly following, really the only damage against him. Martinez walked two and struck out five over four innings. Sam Selman and Jorge Ruiz blanked the Bees in the fifth and the sixth innings before Miguel Romero gave up those four runs on six hits. Chester Pimentel gave up a hit. One of the inherited runners scored. Make it two on a Matt Theis two RBI single, but Pimentel able to retire the side and gets Thomas to fly out to straightaway of the year for the Aviators. Winning line score, Las Vegas, 8 runs on 10 hits. Only 3 players had multiple hits, so it was a consistent evening from top to bottom. Salt Lake, 5 runs on 10 hits. They made one error and left 9 men on base. Jorge Ruiz with the win to go to 1-0. Cesar Valdez takes the loss after getting tagged for 6 runs over 6 innings to move to 1-1 on the year. ERA rising from 0 to 2.45. And Chester Pimentel with save 1 and opportunity number 1. When we return, we'll give you the starting pitching matchup and what to keep an eye out for in the Saturday matchup. It'll be game 5 out of 6 between Las Vegas and Salt Lake. Final segment of our postgame show coming up when we return.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Cleaning your fuel system can make your car run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and add it to your tank during your next fill-up. On sale now, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by and talk to our professional parts people today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Circle up, team. We've got status.
Evelyn's marketing consultancy client roster is skyrocketing.
Okay, so this week is a biggie. We've got the pitch and 3 client meetings.
She needs another analyst before her team's free time plummets.
Who's running the competitive analysis on fruit snacks?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Aviator One is ready to battle the El Paso Chihuahuas.
Your Las Vegas Aviators kick off a 2-week homestand on Tuesday as they become the Reyes de Plata. Enjoy Hispanic food, drinks, and entertainment as we host the El Paso Chihuahuas. On Wednesday, bring your dog to the game for Bark in the Park, sponsored by Subaru of Las Vegas. Then on Thursday, it's $2 beers from Coors Light. The homestand continues through Sunday. Check out the full schedule and get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at Patience, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Deep and shifted to the right is the infield. As Thames swings, hammers this one to right. You can forget about it. Right fielder Thomas turns around and watches it go over the grassy berm in right. Eric Thames pumps his second home run of the year, and the Aviators on top 6-1 on the absolutely mashed ball out of the yard by Eric Thames. And that was a tape measure shot by Eric Thames. It was his second home run of the year and second hit of 2 on the night. Came on a 3-run job in the 5th inning that put the Aviators up for good, and they didn't look back in an 8-5 win over Salt Lake tonight. Tomorrow, it'll be a 6:35 local, 5:35 Pacific time first pitch. It'll be the right-hander Davis Daniel making his second start of the year for Salt Lake. Went 3 1/3 innings and didn't give up a run against Tacoma in his only prior outing of the year. And the southpaw Jared Koenig, who was originally scheduled for today, gets bumped back to tomorrow. It'll be the left-hander Koenig looking to build on his 2.25 ERA. He is without a decision on the year. That game will be at 6:35 local time, 5:35 in Las Vegas. I'll be with you for our Ted Wiens pregame show at 5:20 on the West Coast. Big thanks to everybody involved, including Joseph Costa back in our Lotus Studios in Las Vegas. Thanks to Russ Langer and Jim Gemma for all their hard work with the Las Vegas Aviators. I'm Matt Neverett saying thanks for tuning in. Las Vegas defeats Salt Lake 8-5. Back in action tomorrow as the Aviators look for their 4th win out of the 6-game set. A win tomorrow and they would clinch the series. It'll be the lefty, Jared Koenig, against the righty, Davis Daniel, at 5:35 in Las Vegas, 5:20 on the pregame show. Have yourself a good evening.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America Ftem, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Dad! Come on! Over here! Look at this, Dad! Over!
Whoa!
The moment my son saw a redwood tree. Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has